ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the fourth part of the Spider-Man Marathon. I'm your host, Ben, a.k.a. the Marvel Ziggy. Joining me is the sensational Mr. Dragon. Dragon, say hi.
Hello.
Next up is the spectacular Kuhan, our special guest, returning because he can't get enough of us, apparently.
I wanted to be friendly neighborhood.
No, you're not, because our friendly neighborhood amazing spider jizz, Justin, what? Zero, a.k.a. Zero Right, rejoins us once again. Welcome back, everybody.
I actually wanted to be ultimate.
God damn it.
You just call him jizz?
Let's just start over.
It's a joke from the earlier part. Listen to part one if you haven't listened to it by now. So,
I can't, because we're recording this before it's out.
When you can, will be out for another 4 weeks anyways, by the time when we record
that's
this.
What I'm saying. Is one even out by the time we're recording
yeah,
right
one
now?
Is just... out. One is
out. Oh, one's out. Okay, so that's my fault. I haven't listened to it yet.
Yes.
Good job.
This is The Amazing Spider-Man. This is the official reboot of the series, because Spider-Man 3, while it made money, it didn't exactly leave a good taste in a lot of people's mouths. It's so much so that I think they were actually planning a Spider-Man 4 with Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire, but plans were ultimately scrapped, and lo and behold, we got this. I think this is a result of they don't want to sell the rights back to Marvel at the time. But they still don't, but like working with send them back to Disney, I guess. And so we got Mark Webb directed, starring Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, Spider-Man movie.
Mark Webb, who at this point had only directed, I think, 500 Days of Summer by this point.
Yes,
but he's excellent. That's him, right?
He's great. He's great. We'll talk about it here, but I did actually quite like this movie. I know it made less than many other Spider-Man movies, I think just because people had been Spider-Man'd out by this point.
Yeah, because this was only 4-6 years after the reboot, after 3, and it was a reboot.
It's 5 years, because it was 07 and then 2012. So yeah, super close.
Yeah, I remember even having arguments with you, Kuhan, about like it's too soon to reboot. Like, why are they rebooting now and they're doing the origin again?
Yeah. No, I also think it was too soon to reboot. I think it worked out for them. I mean, personally, I think this movie worked out. The next one we'll talk about. Next week, but I did think this one specifically worked out for them, but I do think it was too soon to reboot, and so did audiences, and that's why we're getting Tom Holland
a third reboot. But Justin, you were trying to say something more.
In just a couple weeks, right? Next week,
2 weeks. But go ahead, Justin. We'll get into this.
I was saying they didn't need to redo the origin. Like, as much as I love this movie and I consider it like the perfect Spider-Man movie, it gets bogged down in origin.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's if you listen to a few weeks ago, Ben joined me on my show Movie Freaks and Sprocket Fiends, which you can find at mfsf.website, and we talked about Batman v Superman, where they redid Batman's origin, but they did it in the first sort of 5 minutes of the movie, which seems really like a lot of what they could have done here. We know great power, great responsibility. I mean, you get to use Martin Sheen, who's great, but it's It does seem like you don't really need to have that much on, especially because everyone just saw it, you know, 10 years ago in Spider-Man, and everyone knows Spider-Man's origin. It's just too soon for another origin story movie, which is again why the Tom Holland Spider-Man movie is not going to be that.
Yes. Well, I think the reason they justified it is by making it such a major plot point, but that's what ruins the second movie. Like, it's not bad here because it's just hinted at, and it's like, oh, okay, this is interesting information. It'll pay off later. But we don't really get the payoff. We get some pandering in the next one, and then nothing really after that, because there's no more sequels. So it's like all this time spent on an origin without a payoff makes it less like important here, I guess.
And Dragon, you were going to say something, weren't you?
Well, I just wanted to say the easy joke about how fitting it is that somebody by the name of Mark Webb is working on this movie.
Yeah. I think people made that joke at the time too.
Also, just in that last scene we just saw, that was both Martin Sheen and Sally Fields, which is a completely different change up from the two actors who played Aunt May and Uncle Ben, who were, you know, they were, nobody knew their names, but you know who Martin Sheen is. You know, well, Sally Fields to a lesser degree, but you recognize at least Martin Sheen's name to acquire bigger name actors. And also, and this is for pulling from Justin's source of Spider-Man love, which is that in the Ultimate Universe, they were younger, that similar to what Smallville did for Superman, because, you know, we did the Superman commentary, go listen to that. They decided to, in the Ultimate Universe, they decided to make Aunt May and Uncle Ben both appear, maybe not super young, but young enough to where like they're not like, we're your grandparents.
By the way, just because you don't know who Chris Cliff Robinson and Rosemary Harris are doesn't mean they're not known. Like, those are pretty well known actors. They're just older. Cliff Robinson isn't Martin Sheen, no, but Rosemary Harris was a quite good actress, and I will venture to say better than Sally Field in these movies.
Well, after what she said about the movies, so.
Oh my God! Oh yes.
But is she better than Sally Field, like in general?
As an actress, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't here's know who Emma Stone.
Is, so. Zero. So put it in I'm your pants. Gonna... I know you want. Put it in your pants, dude.
No, it's going to be out this entire time.
Same here.
You can never have her.
Look, she's Emma out. Stone is the only woman in the modern age who can rock go-go boots and make it look sexy. That's all I'm saying.
God, so good.
Like when okay, I think every getting into
when's
Emma
she gonna
Stone,
play the most important character though, the Dazzler.
We'll talk about her in a bit.
Yeah,
I mean she is Gwen Stacy. Let's be honest. That's all I'm gonna say.
She is absolutely.
Yes, she is the most modern, modern incarnation of Gwen Stacy we got, and of course we get a new inversion interpretation of Flash Thompson. Well, not really. He's just a still bully, but also we're getting some Peter Parker who is showing already he's a little bit of a hero. And a bit naive and a little bit over his head.
I was still not taking the picture.
Which I like, actually. He's not, like, awkward and timid, really. He's just kind of aloof.
This Peter Parker is not necessarily the 60s, oh gosh, it's a girl kind of character. He's more like a social outcast. He likes to be alone and he hasn't really found his place.
So Emma Stone being the tough heroine here. Saving yeah. Peter. Also embarrassing Flash Thompson.
Oh yeah, there's yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, okay, I feel like Peter could have it. Like, I understand that he's not well off, but it's just he would not have a film camera in 2012. Like, I don't know what.
Why not?
I don't know what filmmaker's fascination. I don't know what filmmaker's fascination is with camera people having film cameras, because this is a problem in Batman Superman too. I understand he might have a film, but first of all, film is expensive now, like way more expensive than it would to be to go digital. Film cameras are cheaper. The film itself would be super expensive. It'd be way cheaper. He knows it would be cheaper to have a film camera.
But a lot of professionals do use film. Like it's a different medium. It's you have a different way to manipulate it. You can do more cool things with it in the red rooms. Like it's just dark rooms. I mean, it's
I understand it's but it's a lot of personal use. It depends on who the professional is, but I think student Peter Parker wouldn't be using it, and news photographers wouldn't be using it.
It's not economical choice.
It's a less economical choice, even if the camera itself is cheaper. I know it's not the economical choice, and he clearly, like, we know that he is not, his family doesn't, you know, like the Parkers aren't all that well off, so it's a pretty hipster thing to have a film camera. Maybe and it's just
middle to low class.
But you could think that he, you know, he doesn't spend money on anything else that he can spend money on his camera, because that's his career. It's just like, you know, us doing YouTube.
Well, it's not his career yet.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, it's what he wants. Like, that's what he's going to spend his money on, because that's his focus.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I'm like, because I'm also a camera guy, and it's. I don't. What's happening?
I just remembered. Uncle Ben's got his porn box again.
Oh, you know, we're going to bring up references that Kuhan's actually not going to know what we're talking about again.
No idea what's happening.
This is fun.
He's very protective of his porn on this one.
Yes, he is.
He's like, no, it's wet.
Peter, have you been in my porn again?
Peter's
feet look like this. What is that, May?
Andrew Garfield's feet look like Beast's feet.
It's like, I don't see the Kel video anywhere.
You know what? That being said, Martin Sheen is perfect as Uncle Ben.
I think Martin Sheen's great. Yeah, I think Martin Sheen's great. I think Martin Sheen's perfect as anything. Like,
yeah,
Martin Sheen's just a great
Wing.
Actor.
Go watch The West Wing. Just go watch that.
Yes.
Also perfect as Charlie Sheen's father.
Well, I mean, not really. I mean,
perfect as Emilio Estevez's as father.
Yes. So let's get into the plot of this a little bit, because obviously the movie opens up with the fact that his. Both movies, and we'll get into it in the second movie, but that Peter's dad seemed to stumble onto something, and it's part of this grand conspiracy thing. When you guys first heard of it, what did you guys think about all that?
Well, this is a plot line that existed in the comic, right? Was this in the Ultimate books too, or was it?
Kinda, sort of. It's not the same thing, but like there was a mystery around Peter Parker's parents,
Yeah, I know there was a plot line. There was a plot line that existed at some point in the 616, the regular universe, where they were like secret agents or something.
That was in the cartoon as well, like where his parents were agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but they can't touch on that, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Now they can.
Not yet. Yeah. But it's when I was watching this, I was like, oh, I remember that plot point like existing in comics before. But I definitely thought like it's unnecessary and I don't like it. Like I don't like that as a plot point, personally.
Martin Sheen is just a perfect father figure.
Martin Sheen's the perfect.
Okay, well, one thing I will say this before, Justin, did you have any thoughts about the origin, or the whole focusing on, I guess it's focusing on the origin, which we talked about, but the, like, when you first heard it, rather.
I'm going to reserve my judgments for later when it becomes a point that I want to bring up, but I will say that at this point, it basically serves to make him curious and set the plot forward, because that's the only way he goes out and finds, you know, the scientist guy. Like, he's not in school with them or anything, so he's not going to find him there. Like, it basically, it's exposition. But I do have points on it later that I'll get back to.
Also, he has an Albert Einstein, the tongue out in his bathroom. I love that. Also, this is only the second movie I had seen Andrew Garfield, because I think most people know him from the Social Network movie he did with Mark Zuckerberg. Funny enough, they both ended up playing characters in a cinematic universe. And I, one thing I will say about his performance, it's not really noticeable in this one, but it's more noticeable in Amazing Spider-Man 2, but he actually, I mean, Spider-Man's from New York, right? So he would have like a New York accent, and he kind of gives him that. And I never, for some reason in my head, I never gave Peter Parker
picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah,
there you go. I was trying to say, the Spider-Pig. But he actually gives Spider-Man, or he gives Peter Parker, a sort of Queens-ish New York accent, and I like that. It's a little bit of a touch that
he tries.
Which is impressive, because he's British, and he does a better accent than Tobey Maguire did, who's American.
Yeah. Oh my god, Tobey Maguire didn't try. Like, and I get that, it's, because he's also, I mean, he was born in Los Angeles, but he is British.
We also saw a glimpse there that he's mechanically gifted there.
He's British. Yes,
Zero.
The first thing I saw him in was
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh, the Imaginarium. Of course,
he was in Doctor Who. What British actor is not in?
Yeah,
Doctor
he was. He was in an episode of Doctor. He was in two episodes of Doctor Who.
He was, but I saw him first in Doctor Parnassus.
In Parnassus, I didn't realize he was in Parnassus.
Yep.
Is that the last movie Heath Ledger did before he died?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Okay.
He's one of the guys like on the traveling circus.
# smart Icky.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, is it weird that in terms of this movie, Peter Parker and his father both have the same visual problems?
No, because genetics.
I mean, my dad and I wear glasses.
Like all my parents, except all me and my siblings, except for my brother.
How many wear parents glasses. Do you have?
Like, my parents are either nearsighted or farsighted.
Zero?
I have astigmatism.
Yeah, both of my parents also have glasses.
Yeah, same here. But I think you're going to back me up on this, Zero, and that one thing, and another thing this movie does way better than any of the three Raimi trilogies, and we already...
By the way, I like that his desktop background is Gwen Stacy.
Because he's like, not creepy enough.
That's super creepy, bro. Like, my desktop background is even Emma Stone.
He's also in high school, so it's kind of okay, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
a little creepy. It's a little
sometimes when you need to just whip it out, it's quick access.
Also that's part of my issue. It's a little bit of an issue to me that there's two, like, 23-year-olds playing high school students.
Yeah, like, although it's not relevant here. I think it's you can see it in certain scenes. But what I was saying is that Zero, you're gonna back me up on this. And at this movie, you see a little bit in this scene right here where he's working on things. They show that he's a genius. That he's not just a bumbling kind of idiot kind of guy. That he's actually pretty damn smart. And I like that about this
movie. I will say I like that too. But I will say here real quick. We just saw for the second time the picture of Kurt Connors with Richard Parker, and I do like they tied those two characters together. Sort of into Spider-Man's origin, and that's how he sort of sees Kurt Connors. I don't know if that's in the comics at all. I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
But
no.
Yeah, but I kind of like how.
Exposition.
Yeah, but I like that sort of as tying these two characters together, and that's Rhys Ifans. Yeah, and he was something playing Kurt Connors, and he's quite good. I think the whole cast is mostly good or pretty good in this movie, which is nice. I mean, Sally Field is fine too. She just didn't care to care about this movie, and that sucked.
Yeah. Were you saying something, Justin?
I don't remember.
Okay. Sorry. Also, I love this scene. I call this Bullshit 101. Also, that woman was in a USA TV show called... God, what is it called? It's a medical show. I can't remember if she's in it.
Oh, the one where they had those house visits?
Yes. Yes, because she is very cute in that movie, in that show. But I call this Bullshitting 101, because he somehow gets bypassed just by sheer swagger. Or that Parker Luck, rather, that Spider-Man likes to refer to in the comics.
Let's be fair here. Would you ever say no to that face?
No. I mean, he's so adorable.
Andrew Garfield is a handsome man. That's all I'm going to say.
You could just pinch his cheeks, couldn't you?
Yes, I could. So...
No, I remember what I was going to say. It was about the technology stuff.
We're going to get more chances of that later, so...
Also, we already caught a glimpse of that with that technological lock that he had on his door.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, we saw, but we didn't see it in action, did we?
Yeah, we did. He pushed a couple of keys on his keyboard, and he was just like, whoop, that door's locked now. Oh, goodness. Good job, Rodrigo, for not showing up on time.
The humor in this movie is on point.
Yes. It's not, and you know what, it's good humor. It's not that crappy Joss Whedon humor that everybody loves to pander around. So I like this guy. I like Mark Webb and his writing team, or whatever, because it's very good natural humor versus, I'm going to tell a quip now, because that's what I do.
Yeah, like the discord from, just normal conversation into, this is a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets kind of obnoxious after a while.
Royal Pains? Was it Royal Pains?
Royal Pains, thank you. She is one of, like...
Sorry, I've been sitting here for the last 2 minutes trying to figure out what the name of that show was.
I watched, three seasons of it. It was actually entertaining, and then I lost track, because I don't watch cable anymore. But I was going to say something, a little bit of trivia right here. That overshot of Oscar Tower, actually at the time, as we know, because of the Sony leaks, that they were, Sony and Disney were in talks to bring over Spider-Man. There was actually talks earlier, I think, where that this universe was supposed to be in the same universe as Avengers, but it was going to be more of a distance kind of thing, and that you would see Stark Tower in the background. It would never be referenced, but you would see it. But of course, talks fell through and nothing happened.
It was also supposed to be, I think it was Wolverine was supposed to be in Avengers. The actor was on set, but they couldn't get the suit there in time for the scene, so they couldn't do it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's been a few times of trying to bring these universes together, but it just hasn't worked out.
Oh, one day.
It's kind of a shame.
One day Disney will own everything, because Disney is the
like Sky Net. I don't want them to own anything. I just want them to work with those other companies.
They will.
Are you sure about me being second in my class?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely smart on you, Pete.
I mean, she is. You know why she is? Because Peter Parker is lazy as fuck in these movies. Like, that's what stops him, because he's lazy.
Not lazy enough to just make a technological lock for his door.
I don't think he's lazy. I just think he's got so much other shit to do.
I think he's lazy.
Yeah, buy more film for his camera.
I think
George Stacy Police Captain is a little bit better off than Ben Parker. What does he do?
I can't wait until we see the best actor in this movie.
Ben Parker dead?
Also, Justin, what were you saying?
I was saying that the lock makes him lazy too, because it's a way of using technology to simplify things, so he doesn't have to get up and open his door or lock the door. You just do it from his computer without getting up.
Yeah, but it still requires effort to make that lock.
Once.
Hey, man. Sometimes.
You do something once instead of being productive, instead of getting up every time.
Yeah, I love
Bill Gates has a quote, that's the famous Bill Gates quote, is, I would choose a lazy person to do a hard job, because a lazy person will find an easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm. True. Which is true.
My God, I saw those symbols before.
Hey, look, it's the bad guy from what's the movie? No, it's not. Sorry, that's the different guy. Sorry, no, that's just that's the older version of Life of Pi.
Hashtag not all Indians.
Hey, hold on, I'm brown. I can confuse people.
Yeah, but you're not Indian though. You're Pakistani. It's different. Even I know that. I love it when technology does that. Anyways. I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, about Gwen State, about Peter, Andrew Garfield, and Emma Stone. I love their chemistry together.
By the way, is the actor's name?
There you go. Thank you. I love their chemistry together. Like, they, unlike Tobey Maguire.
Oh, no, hold on, sorry, I was right. He wasn't Slumdog Millionaire. I was confusing him with the other guy, but he was also in that movie. He was a police inspector in Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, okay, I've never seen that movie. But I really enjoy Emma Stone's and Andrew Garfield's performance in this movie. Like, they actually come off genuinely as their characters, and when they're working together, it's so much fun. Versus Kirsten Dunst and Tobey Maguire. There are sparks of it, and then it's like, are you guys even trying anymore? What's going on here?
Are you just phoning it in?
I mean, the answer is yes.
Also, I was thinking it would have been funny if the guy that dropped the file was actually Cal Penn, but he still didn't have any lines.
That is it. That, go listen to our Superman Returns commentary if you want to know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, I love Cal Penn's role in Batman v Superman as guy who doesn't appear.
Okay, so this is interesting in that...
Turns out Cal Penn is actually the Watcher, but he's in both universes.
This scene is actually my nightmare. This is a nightmare.
I can agree with that.
Like, by the way, I wasn't here for Spider-Man 1, but I will say that shot in Spider-Man 1 where, like, where Norman Osborn, like, where Peter wakes up and just sort of sees, like, two frames of Norman Osborn, that always terrifies me. I always jump at that.
This is something you don't ever do when you see webs. Don't vibrate the strand.
Just let a bunch of spiders fall on you. Like, that's
and he just like, nope. I would be screaming. Nope. I would be like, nope, nope, nope. Get well, out.
He knows he can't scream because someone will find him doing what he's not supposed to be doing.
I would be caught versus being something. Stuck with spiders. F that noise. # kill all spiders. Well, not really because we need them, but.
Kill all extra spiders.
There you go. Kill all deadly spiders. Keep the essential ones who don't poison you and don't poison you.
Okay, it's a little early, but I'll go ahead and give my thoughts of why the origin story bothers me. The way they portray his parents, again, the story isn't complete with the two movies, but the way they portray his parents and like the whole thing that he's looking into undermines his actual like becoming Spider-Man, because essentially what happens is that all of this research and everything they were doing, and he just kind of stumbles onto it, and like it's almost like he was always destined to be Spider-Man. They touch on it more in the second one when like they used his blood to create the you know thing, like when they try to replicate it doesn't work and yeah all of that. But it is touched on in this one too, and it's like
speaking of blood.
No one else could have been Spider-Man. Like, it's not like it was some happenstance.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think the fact that Richard Mary Parker should just be like normal people. He's just, and they do this a lot with comic books where like they take this thing where the idea is just a normal guy who then falls into the circumstance and then it becomes, oh no, it was always your destiny to fall into that circumstance, and it gets like, yeah, I totally agree. I don't like that part of it happens in comic books all the time. It happens in. And like whenever a universe gets too big and too long, they do that kind of thing where they take a character who was supposed to just be a normal dude and be like, nope, this is the most important thing that ever happened. You're the most important. Like, you were the chosen one.
Yeah, by doing that, it makes him less important, ironically.
Exactly.
But I love this scene. This is my favorite scene of like any movie. It's so cool.
Yes, it is.
It's like the best training montage, really.
By the way,
I guess New York is used to strange shit because you don't run away the second you see that. Because I would just El Diablo. El Diablo, run.
By the way, did y'all, when the light flashed on his skateboard, was there like an image of a spider on it?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
It was like a flash of light, but it was like a symbolic thing.
Why is the homeless man getting mad? I never understood that why he's getting
homeless?
Angry.
I don't think he's homeless.
I mean, even if you're homeless, that doesn't mean you don't still have honor.
He looks
Check your
homeless.
Privilege, Ben.
Hey man, yeah, but yo, why? Maybe he just got his shirt dirty. Like, why he gotta be homeless?
No. I've been around homeless people. That's how a homeless man looks. But my question is, why the fuck did he get angry? There was no reason for him to get angry like that.
He was protecting that lady that he tore the shirt off of.
Oh please, to get that angry?
This friggin' fight scene is so great in its accidentalness.
It's a Jackie Chan fight scene. Like it's the Yeah, it's so great.
Guys, you're angering Tumblr with all this talk. Settle down. Man protecting a woman? Come on.
I do like, God but that, you're, like that, that now that I think about it, like that is like a classic Jackie Chan fight scene. Not quite, but it is like a classic, like, oh no, sorry, whoops. And then everyone's
bad. Oh, looks like I saved the day.
Bad day. Look at that CG fly.
And then he did another Jackie Chan thing.
Uno mas?
Oh yeah, he did. Well,
confirmed.
Before after the Karate Kid remake.
Just wave goodbye to the fly.
He heard it.
Listen, like, we've always wanted to catch flies like that.
Hey, oh, man, I try to do it all the time.
We all want to be Karate Kid.
See, I love his source of awkwardness. Like, it's more just like spastic rather than just like not being a human.
Oh no, it's not raw.
I thought he was eating raw meat for a second.
I did the first time I saw this.
This actually reminded me of like The Flash, because like I think the reason he's hungry is because like all that new higher metabolism needs to keep up with.
His body is literally metamorphizing. Whatever you say.
This movie was sponsored by Ben and Jerry's and Chauffeurs.
I got it.
Stouffer's.
Chauffeurs? Stouffer's? Stuff it in your mouth?
He took the frozen.
I love this. This is great. I love this. Oh, God.
Well, shit. Now I'm going to have to sleep on the
Sally
couch.
I think Sally Field's fine in this movie. Well, I think she's fine with Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Because like, she doesn't, I think she's fine playing, like, you know, this, you know, married woman, whatever. Like, that's not much to go on. But, like, yeah. And then the Martin Sheen is just great because he's Martin Sheen.
And then this is gross. It's, like, connected to itself.
Yeah. It's like, ugh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, pull that strand right out of your neck.
Zero and I hate spiders, yet we love Spider-Man.
Oh, I know, right? He uses spider powers for good.
I also enjoy Spider-Man, but I like spiders.
Is he strong? Listen, bud.
Yeah, and that's what's gross.
Like, oh my god!
I forgot the spider was still on the.
There. Yeah.
Is it still alive at this point, or did it just die after that bite?
I think it died, but that's disgusting.
And his reaction.
I forgot the spider was on the end of the string.
Fuck you!
Oh.
Well, this is great, too.
Fuck that.
So is that a gif?
All these things.
Is that a gif? Please tell me that's a gif.
It's gotta be.
Whoa, hey now. I was a little premature there, Spider-Man.
Get the toothpaste
spider
off.
Spider-Jizz.
Getting the toothpaste
spider
off.
Spider-Jizz is strong.
Doesn't this just remind you of that scene from X-Men Origins Wolverine?
But better.
Oh my god, you're right. Except without the shitty CG.
So careful. Gentle.
And then the door just falls off the hinges.
And to be fair, this is like a realistic look at powers. It's not like...
I love how, like,
I imagine Ben looking.
What's happening to me?
See, like, this is acting. He's done more acting in the last, like, minute than Tobey Maguire did in 3 movies.
Yeah, true.
The shadows that are off. I like the toothbrush to defend.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like he's on crack. Like, mm-hmm. If I were walking into him doing this, like, are you on
well, it's like... Yeah, it's like whenever you see, like, Superman first discovering his power.
Oh, sure. I'm talking about from an outsider perspective. He looks like he's on crack.
Right.
Also, he's doing the one thing nobody should do before they go to sleep is look up images of spiders.
And he just woke up. Sleep. No, he's doing the one thing no one do ever school. Is use Bing.
I hate this part, though.
Because
this is sponsored by Microsoft, so, you know.
Yeah, right? It's brought to you by Microsoft and Sony.
I love
this. Shit, I got the keys.
Welp.
Well,
it's so like that humor is so subtle. It's so it's funny. It's so funny.
By the way, at least they didn't show what happens whenever a brown recluse bites you.
I think multiple different pairs of shoes, which I feel like he shouldn't have either. Sorry, it's just like little production design stuff because they made like very sure for some things to make it clear that he's not, you know, that he is poor, but like other things or like not, you know, like lower, like, but other things they I think made mistakes here and there. Like his spider suit looks homemade, and I can forgive the fact that it looks homemade even though they're $300 ASICs that are used to make it. But I just feel like he should only have like one pair of beat up shoes, you know?
It's not homemade. He buys it. He buys it and customizes it.
This is something I don't understand. Why do people cut holes in their sleeves so their thumbs fit through it?
Because they want to be cool.
It's cold.
That's dumb. That ruins the shirt. Or an M jacket.
Sure, well, a lot of shirts come like that nowadays. But no, but it's obviously he bought the pieces and put them together. Like, but that's homemade. Like, but obviously he bought the shoes. I agree. But I was like, but the shoes that he bought, like, and I can forgive the fact that they're $300 shoes that he bought, because I don't know that until I look it up later to try to make the costume myself. But I think he wore New Balance in an earlier scene. He's wearing Nikes now, and that he had, I think I might be mistaken. He might have had one pair of shoes for the whole thing, and I'm wrong. But I feel like besides,
just because.
Yeah, it's very possible. I probably am, because I might just have confused the shoes he had in an earlier scene. Because if he does wear the same shoes for the whole thing, then good on you, movie. You did the thing that you should have done.
I mean,
they could all be old shoes. Like, he just wears multiple old pairs of shoes.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. But
also interesting that the guy who's actually going to become the lizard's experimenting with spiders. Who, at the time, this actor, whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce because it's difficult, the movie I know him for was a movie with Keanu Reeves, The Replacements, which is a football movie, which I really want to do at one point.
Oh, was he in The Replacements? I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was the kicker. He was the kicker that owed money to the mob.
He was in Notting Hill. He was in Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he was.
He's been in quite a few things.
Yeah, no,
he's in a movie where he was Shakespeare. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Was that Shakespeare Must Die? Or
no.
Like the conspiracy Shakespeare?
Oh, he's Mycroft in Elementary. That's interesting.
Visually, I don't think he was a good choice to be Kirk Connors, though. That's
explain
me.
Explain yourself, Dragon. Why do you not think he's the good choice for Kirk Connors?
Because he's not Dylan Baker.
Also comparing him to the old Kirk Connors from the last trilogy, but also from what we've seen from the animated series as well. That's pretty much it. It's just a visual thing.
Okay, I see that. Zero, what do you think about Ivan Rankman as the lizard?
What? Ivan who? Is that his character
Rankman?
In the
no,
thing?
No, it's Reese Ivans.
Reese Ivans.
Who's Ivan Rankman then? Who have
I
been
no
seeing this entire time? Whatever.
I don't know who that is. You mean
neither do I. I probably just made up somebody.
That's
right
not
now.
A name. That's not a real person.
I'm
no.
sure it is.
I think you
Iceland?
Just like coughed. No, I like him actually.
Rankman's a real name.
He's more of like a dignified, like smart presence. Dylan Baker was a friggin' college professor. Like, he wouldn't have the means to come up with these things.
To be fair, like I'm pretty sure Kurt Connors also.
He taught science.
Yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure Kurt Connors in the comics was a college professor as well.
I know. I'm just saying that I didn't really like him. Like, I'm glad he never
like,
lizard.
Most scientists are college professors who are doing research, and that's how like. They get like research grants and stuff like that, and then they do that work.
I know, but I'm saying like that seems like that's all he was doing. Like they never delved into it more, I guess. So just
yeah,
I, don't
well,
know.
I think
was
also
such a little squirrely guy and like
right. Well, also I think in the other trilogy it's just because they also weren't using the character, you know, like
right.
It was
he was just there as an Easter egg.
Yeah, it was he's there and maybe in a later movie we'll make him the lizard, which was cool because they have him around for a while, and it would have been interesting if like in Spider-Man 4 they brought him back and made him the lizard. And I think Dylan Baker actually looks a lot like the comic book version of Kurt Connors, but I don't think
he
does.
Yeah, he does.
But I don't think it really matters like as to what.
No,
Kurt
because
like,
really
maybe.
With Kurt Connors all you got to do. Is get the notion he's a guy who lost his arm and he wants to do anything to get it back, and that's what they do in this movie. It's basically what you need to know about Kirk Connors.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what the universe is.
That was a weird moment.
Just gonna go ahead and save you
like,
from that
bowl. Like the...
But I like the actual the, like game they play. That's
Michael Jackson
fun.
lead.
Yeah, so while we were praising that fight scene earlier with the Jackie Chan stuff, I feel like at this point, okay, this is show.
Bitch, hold my
off.
Camera.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. Bitch, hold my camera. I'm a hand up, bitch. My
quick,
camera.
Hold
bitch,
my earrings.
Cameras.
Yeah, he is showing off because he's a more like, he's still got that kind of cocky selfishness to it. Like, he just wants to have fun.
And I think like, you know, we saw earlier that like Flash is a bully, and he doesn't like that Flash is a bully.
Yeah. It's
so
like,
now he has now with the reflexes he can
bully a bully.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's always been the thing about Spider-Man is at the very beginning he bullies the bully, and then great power, great responsibility. Like,
I'm pretty sure in every Spider-Man story he's gotten back at Flash after the powers.
Usually, yeah.
So
I just feel like from like a narrative standpoint, we just saw him experimenting with his powers, and to see him doing it again, it's just like, okay, Like they do a little bit too much before they get to the costume. That's just, to me, it's just.
Well, it was a little bit of experimenting with powers. Now it's like I know I have powers. That's a foul, also, by the way.
Yeah,
and also like that jump is not how like even.
At the same time, fuck it.
Oops. Still a little experimenting.
Also, Peter's behavior. Like, what did Peter do? What did he do?
Come on, Justin. It's not Peter's college years yet.
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, but he still broke it, so the school's gonna blame him for it, though.
Yeah, but they're not paying him for the backboard. Like they were just playing basketball, and he kicked his ass. That's all that happened. There's nothing wrong with that. They're playing basketball.
You and I both know public schools don't need much to charge kids with anything.
Yeah,
much. Also, those things are a lot more expensive than you think.
Yeah, they are.
Well, no, but like no, because they said they're not making him pay for the backboard, so that's not the issue. The issue is that he said Mr. Parker's Peter's behavior is blah 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 blah. What behavior? He just won a game of basketball. It's all that happened.
Flash's parents have it in on the school board. There you go.
But I do like that they tie this into him, you know, getting into the path of, like, it really does lead to Uncle Ben's death. Like, his immaturity leads to Uncle Ben's death. It's nice.
Yes.
I like, also, she looks familiar. Is that the girl from your computer?
That's something, okay. I saw this with my dad, and my dad tapped him. He's like, this is exactly what he would do.
Thanks, Dad.
He's parole officer. I love it.
Yes, Ben, this would happen if I were your father in this exact scenario.
My dad did that something to me where, like, he told a girl that I'm his parole officer.
That's bad.
My dad loves to embarrass me.
No, I would just say, hey, he's got you on his computer on his desktop. Later.
I took a photo of the debate team, and you're in the debate. See, you're in the debate. I was touching up stuff.
Yeah, I bet he was touching up stuff.
While I was debating.
I was debating.
Can we all just look at Emma Stone and how gorgeous she is? Like, seriously? Like, yeah. Ridiculous.
You'll never have her.
By the way, I don't know if you know this, but there's a term for the area of bare skin and the gap between the knee socks and miniskirt, which is a zettai ryoki, which, of course, is Japanese.
This is a random fact by Kuhan.
Yes. Thank you. I'm just like, that's because you see that's what they keep doing.
I mean, like the go-go boots, like when you look at Gwen Stacy from the 60s and the 70s, like, that's what she wears. Like, it's right. Like, the time. So like they're not the same thing, but
but Emma Stone makes it work.
Yes,
like
it does.
You don't
in
think
2012?
In 2012, she makes it work. Work it, girl.
God damn it! Put it away, people.
No,
you'll never have her.
It's everywhere.
She likes the women.
And we'll never have her as Gwen Stacy ever again. Well, she might.
By the way, like Emma Stone's Gwen Stacy is really the reason we have Spider Gwen.
Pretty much. Well, that it was a cool concept when it came out. So it was like it was
right.
Like,
but I don't think the concept. I don't think Spider Gwen would have happened in Spider Verse if not for Emma Stone's portrayal of this character.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. People loved Gwen Stacy anyway.
And yeah, but it wasn't like, not, like inspired... not to the level they did once we started
because
Emma Stoning tour.
Most people who knew Gwen Stacy were either people like me who read the comics from yesteryear or people who are in their 30s and 40s. Most people know MJ or even Betty Brant.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, but all
that...
I'm saying is that like basically she just did a perfect characterization of Gwen Stacy. Absolutely. It wasn't that Gwen Stacy wasn't a good character anyway.
Right, right. No, it's just she did. Well, I think she also, like, their version of Gwen Stacy is probably a little bit better than the version of Gwen Stacy that was in the comics. But besides that fact, like, she embodied this character, and that sort of gave us a version that a lot of people liked, and sort of brought
I like this
a little bit more back to the forefront.
Real quick.
I think this music is wrong.
How convenient are the setups of these chains here just for them to swing around?
I think the music is more just Mark Webb being Mark Webb.
Right. Yeah. Well, because he does a little bit of the same thing in the next movie, and that was a little bit like that was a much more famous song, and it felt way more out of place. But this also felt like very out of place for this scene.
Also, Zero, you want to say something?
I was just saying that I like the practice swinging there. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's just more experimenting with his powers and him just actually having fun with it, unlike a certain other movie. That I defended,
like
and then the
certain...
real movie that I defended came out, and it was just like, no, fuck you, Iggy, we're gonna make you eat your words.
Like another certain bug-eyed actor.
Make you eat your spider jizz.
Yeah, man. Also, spider jizz. Let's get that shit trending, right?
Not gonna lie, I meant to say this in Spider-Man 1, but I always thought Spider-Man should have shot webbing out of his butt when I was younger. Because he's a spider, and spiders shoot out of the thorax, so
it does make a form of sense.
That is, in fact, what the brown recluse does in Venture Brothers.
Can you picture, though, just this guy swinging around town by his butt?
By his butt?
Like, he just flunked over.
On the internet, I'm pretty sure it exists already.
Did they not have Spider-Verse? Was it not a version of Spider-Man and Spider-Verse that shot out of his butt?
I don't know. I didn't read Spider-Verse because Dan Slott wrote the book, and I refuse to read anything he writes.
It was pretty good.
By the way, yes.
And there's him hanging up on Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben calling him to remind him Aunt May and then hang up.
Yeah.
By the way, a little bit more of the Peter being a genius, etc.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Specifically, Peter is like almost taken over by his genius, just like, you know, Connors is. Like, there's a very much a dichotomy there that
I like. This insane simulation. Like,
mouse is killed. Well, it's similar. Like, to speaking of geniuses, like if you look at a character like Reed Richards, because it's gonna be a while before we do the all three Fantastic Four movies. Well, technically four, because the Roger Corman movies still exist.
None of them exist.
Maybe five by the time we do it.
No, it won't be five. It'll be four.
Maybe there'll be another one that comes out by the time you do it.
No. Oh, by the time we do it? No, we'll do it way before another one comes out.
Also,
that brand is poison now.
Guys, yeah, I wanted to go ahead and bring something up while y'all were talking about spider butts. During a Treehouse of Horror in The Simpsons, that is what happens when Homer gets bitten by a radioactive spider. He gets paralyzed, and he shoots webs out of his butt.
Spider pig. Does whatever a spider pig does.
That was the joke of that summer. I love that.
Can he swing from a web?
But what I was gonna say is that
he's a pig.
Back to geniuses is that just like with Reed Richards and even Tony Stark, you know, the geniuses of the Marvel Universe, like, or geniuses in general, you get a project. I think anybody who's into a project, you get in it and you become enveloped in it and you can't help but let it consume your soul.
Uncle Ben is pissed.
Peter fucked up.
See, as a child, the worst thing you want to hear your parents say is, "I'm not mad.
I'm just disappointed." I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst. Because I'd rather you be mad. Because at least, like, okay, spank me, hit me, whatever. Disappointed means like, oh shit, I really fucked up.
The worst part about this movie, though, is their roundabout way of not saying the words, "With great power comes great responsibility."
Right.
Is I can't remember alternate... when they say it, but...
I'm going to ask you guys, because y'all have the knowledge.
Part, right
here. Is there an alternate universe where Aunt May dies and not Uncle Ben?
Yeah, it has to be.
There probably is.
If you can do good things, you have more responsibility to do those things.
Which like,
with
if you're doing
power
the origin...
comes great responsibility.
Which, if you're doing the origin, why not, like... I'll get to it later on when they should have done it, but I won't say it now. But, like, if you're retreading so much ground already, why not just do the most iconic line?
Yeah.
Also, I keep expecting Andrew Garfield to say, "You're not my real dad," which I think he does say that at one point. Damn.
Well, shit. Well,
even that look in his face is just like...
Too late to say anything about it now.
I'm sorry. How does Sally Field not find depth in this character? Like... Oh, she's from a comic book, so no death. I'm sorry. It's just such bullshit.
There was a long time. I don't think it was around this time. It was before this. But there was a time when people were like, oh, comic book movies can't have depth. And so I think she's just still stuck with that because she's kind of an old-fashioned actress.
I get that. But, like, it's just, there's clearly depth. There's so much depth to this character. If you read the script, like, ignoring it's a comic book, if you read the script, it's just because it's a comic book, there can't be any depth to it. It's such bullshit. It's so fucking stupid.
That was a mentality that should have died with X-Men and Spider-Man in the early 2000s.
Also, Uncle Ben couldn't afford.
I mean, this was after the Dark Knight. Like, come on.
Well, even then, you had X-Men and Spider-Man sort of like begin that trend, and Dark Knight solidified it, much to Topher's dismay. Also, this guy should really I'll take the penny. I'll take
two cents.
Like, come on. Like, I've done that before. Like, whatever, it's fine.
His name's T-Bone. Asshole.
What a prick.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm glad he wasn't hurt, but yeah, you know what? Get robbed.
Yeah, right?
Although, asshole. this little way of explaining away Uncle Ben's death is kind of awkward.
Explain yourself.
Again, it's quick. It's quick and it does the job, but it's just like, it's not that impactful. Well,
not cool, bro.
It's like a little convenience store robbery, and he helps the guy get away, and then like that's not
my policy. I don't know. It's pretty much the same thing, just without the wrestling. Like, it's the exact same sort of idea as like it's always been. It's always been like, there's a robber that Peter didn't stop, and that robber killed Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Like that's how it's.
It just sort feels of so small been. Time. Like, would this guy kill someone really?
Also, I mean,
maybe he was packing, so
he was packing. Like, I mean, I don't think he went out like intending to kill anybody.
Right.
And
well,
it's
most
just like
take
it's
an unloaded gun. Like if they're gonna do something like that, just to have the intimidation factor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't know how. I mean, he's probably a pretty bad guy. Like.
Yeah.
He did steal from the register.
He stole from the register. The way, like, guys. You know, he's like, yeah, I mean, we don't know. Like, by the way, that car's headlights out. They're going to get pulled over. he's obviously a bad guy. It makes, like, it's not like he went out intending to kill the dude, but, like, sometimes it happens. Like, robbers who don't intend to kill people, and, like, this guy's stopping him. He pulled the trigger. He killed Uncle Ben. Like, I don't know.
Can we just admire the emotion that he's actually showing, and not that ugly crying that Tobey Maguire was doing in Spider-Man 1?
I mean,
like,
it's still kind of ugly crying, but there's emotion
behind
it.
It's at least emotive. At least it's emotional and powerful, and at least you can connect with it.
It's not a straight, like, a solid face for, you know, with a probably someone else's cry put over it.
Also, in that kind of situation, you don't want to try and keep pushing the gun down. You want it to pull. You want to pull it over both of your heads.
Like Ben Parker didn't learn judo.
He's, you know, obviously he's an old man in the heat of the moment, and things can't always go as you plan in the heat of the moment. Trust me, I know, as a football player, you think you're gonna do one thing, and all of a sudden, you're next thing you know, you have a torn ACL, MCL, and PCL. Hashtag real iggy. What?
Rip.
Also, that's a perfect sketching of a guy. That's perfect.
Yeah, right. Like, though they had the security camera footage probably from the convenience store.
Even then, like, that's from a certain angle. Like, there's no way it was like a cross shot like that.
Well,
most security cams are up in the corner, not like from behind.
He looked around quite a bit, and then there's also probably Peter's own like.
Yeah, and to cut you off, Kuhan, this is where I thought they were gonna do the thing with great, but they don't do it at all.
Yeah,
no.
It's like this would have been perfect. Like, this is the last thing he hears. Like, he has only this voicemail from his uncle and nothing.
By the way, this is actually affecting me quite a bit. Although it's not from the same context, but my brother still has the voicemail my dad left him over 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah, you can't really get rid of that stuff. Like,
no. I do remember, like, how everybody sort of looks at you sorrowfully, because when my grandmother passed away in 2001 from a flood, I remember, like, people, like, you know, coming up to me and sorry, and, like, you, like, I can understand Peter's grief, because, like, you're angry, you kind of blame yourself despite you couldn't control it, and you really just want to be left alone.
Except and then Emma unless, Stone unless, just walks up Emma and Stone. Hugs you.
Unless the extremely hot girl comes
Yo,
up to you.
Yo, like,
go,
like
okay.
I want to be left, although he still walks away. So
and
like,
you
that's,
let
that's,
her hug you, but,
you know he
you
wants
know,
to be left alone. Like when he walks away from that,
but he still wants that ass, though.
I mean, come on, that ass.
Because he's a teenager.
And it's Emma Stone. Like, you don't have to be a teenager. It's Emma Stone.
Yeah.
I appreciate they really take the time for the fallout, and it's not just like, you know, a time jump. Like they take the time for emotional impact in this movie. That's what makes it better.
Which is a take, again, once again, from Zero, from your favorite, The Ultimate Universe, where the first 6 issues of Ultimate Spider-Man, it's not Spider-Man, it is building up to him becoming Spider-Man.
Which is way too many. Like, it's so long.
Well, yeah, now you can just read it in a trade, but back then it was
in the trade, different. It's still too long. 6 issues? Amazing Fantasy 15 did it in, like, 12 pages.
True. Right. But it's a different approach, because the idea is to get invested into Uncle Ben before he dies, so that way his moment actually.
No, I agree. I think by the way, we're 50 minutes into this hour and two and a half hour movie, which, you know, I think this movie doesn't really have the pacing issues of some other movies we've done.
It's still fairly long, though.
It definitely is fairly long. They probably could have cut some stuff for time here and there already by this point. Zero was saying, they do a lot with the origin here that they didn't necessarily need to be doing.
But they thought they were setting groundwork. I get it from the standpoint of when this was made.
Right. I agree. But
watching it back, knowing that it ends in two and you're never going to get a follow-up, is kind of hard to watch it anymore.
Peter Parker, exactly. Master of parkour.
Because two sucks. Well, sorry, we'll talk
Peter
about
parkour.
It.
Peter Parkour.
One of the things I will say... Parkour.
Parkour.
1940s, or not 1940s, like 1740s Spider-Man.
There probably is a 1740s
there Spider-Man. There is. He has a ruffled neck. Yeah,
that's
pretty
1602.
Great.
Marvel
His name
1602.
Is Peter Parkour. 1602. Okay,
that's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah. But one thing I will say about
I'm sorry. Does the Marvelous Iggy not know about Marvel 1602?
I've read Marvel 1602 by Neil Gaiman. Thank you very much. I thought he was referring to another one because there's another character who looks like that. But what I was saying is, and now I lost my train of thought. Thanks, Kuhan.
Now he gets the wrestling moment.
I do like the I've seen your face, and then he sees like the luchador mask, and he thinks, mask, of course.
And also, it looks like
Spider-Man. Look at that. Look, it's like a Spider-Man mask.
Yeah, it looks like Ditko's Spider-Man mask a little bit, which looks like the new one in the Spider-Man. So we'll talk about that next week, though. Because at the time, this was released, Civil War is 2 weeks out, so get your tickets ready.
He obviously uses that mask as inspiration. It's great.
What an artist.
Because as artists, we all take inspirations from other people. Am I right?
And I feel like this is kind of like coming off of Batman Begins a little bit, where like initially he's like, driven by revenge to find out who is who killed his parents, mm-hmm. or who killed his uncle.
Oh wait, can we just bask in a moment that we could just imagine Peter Parker just hanging out in that one corner the entire time, waiting for something like that to happen?
Yeah,
I like the two little, like the two music stings for the two chopsticks going into the thing. Hey, look!
I don't think he hangs out in that corner. I think he like is up on the rooftops and he comes down when he hears a noise. But you know, he's a super smart guy, and he takes this technology and like reverse engineers these shooters out of it all on his own.
I like that look of
vision. Oh wait. I'm on top of a high-ass building. This is not a good idea. I'm going to do a handstand on this edge.
This is a great shot, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the music, too.
I wonder if I could do it on one finger.
Two fingers. And one finger.
I like the score for this movie.
Yeah!
A little bit here, but I really like the score in the second movie a lot more.
I'm sure this isn't a strain at all. Also, I lost my balance.
Now, I think this is one of the first trailers that was released for it, where it was a first-person perspective of him as Spider-Man. Not this shot, but like later on. It was one of the first trailers. Like, you only saw a glimpse of him.
Because this is when they first revealed the costume.
Rude if one person was looking out those windows.
Yeah, that seems...
Also, isn't, like, New York City supposed to be, like, constantly populated? Where was everybody?
Yeah, right? I guess that's just, like, some weird, weirdly, strangely closed coffee shop.
Also, he is now breaking the law.
Yeah, by having a police scanner, yeah.
Yeah, outside of his house.
He's a vigilante.
He must become something else.
He must become someone else.
You know what I would have loved they would have done? And I understand why they didn't do it, but I would have loved that he had a paper bag and he was the amazing Bagman for all 5 seconds from the late 80s, because he just got rid of the Venom suit and they didn't and all he had was a Fantastic Four costume and a paper bag. That was it.
Yeah. Also, the first time he donned the mask, Andrew Garfield admitted to shedding tears. Also, perfect actor.
Hey, look, it's Green Goblin again.
Except better. I love Dennis Leary. He is the best.
Dennis Leary tells stories about how people like, I think it was Jeff Garlin. He was talking to Jeff Garlin. He's like, hey, I'm in the new Spider-Man movie. Jeff Garlin's, weren't you in the old ones?
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, because him and Willem Dafoe look just like so similar enough that everyone like confuses them.
Spandex.
You know what's funny? I don't confuse Willem Dafoe with him. I confuse Willem Dafoe with William H. Macy more so.
I can see that, but I disagree.
By the way,
No, character wise, they're not the same.
No. I disagree. Like with their look necessarily, but definitely the. I do like the way he constructs this costume. I actually like it better than the one in the second movie is more true to what Spider-Man is supposed to look like. But I like the sort of like home, like it looks good enough, but also homemade enough.
Oh, I freaking love this costume. The only reason they changed it was because he couldn't go to the bathroom in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like he literally had to like get out of the whole suit, which is like a 5-minute process just to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he hated it.
Right.
Despite it kind of looking like a basketball, it's an awesome suit.
Yeah, I mean, like I like the sunglasses to make the eyes. I like that those are clear like sneakers used to make the shoes. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's a really good costume overall.
Yes, but Amazing Spider-Man 2's ones is just infinitely better.
That's the thing is I like Amazing Spider-Man 2's because like Amazing Spider-Man 2's is like more true to the comic books, but I like this one more just because it makes more sense to me as something that Peter Parker would make.
Agreed.
No, I get it. Also, this is how you do quipping, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, this is great. And this was one of the first things I saw too for this was like these scenes in one of the trailers.
they understood it like because at this point
are you a cop?
it's great. It's well written and it's well acted. Like he delivered. Like Tobey Maguire had instances of quip through 3 movies, but he delivered them flat. Here you could like feel like that. Like okay, yeah, that's Spider-Man. That's totally what Spider-Man would say.
And his physicality of it too.
Yes.
Yeah. Like my favorite one is about to come out. Right about now. Yep.
Crotch. Attack of the serial killer.
Just like it flies at him. Crotch. Like that's great physical comedy.
That trailer I remember. My weakness is small knives.
It's so great. and the thing is about Spider-Man, he doesn't shut up because he's afraid of everything. Like that's a coping mechanism for it. But I love it. Like he's having fun with the powers.
There's all that spider jizz going on right now. Also, that was a weird cut.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird cut, yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be showing like a time lapse, but it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to make out?
It's something to do a lot in Parks and Rec. I've been watching that again, and you know they'll do like multiple beats of like the same, basically multiple takes of the same joke, and so it's like supposed to be that they're still talking over time, but I don't know. It's a little weird.
I think you should have done like more and more like 3 or 4 times to do that. But
yeah, exactly.
Also, kind of a bad situation to aim at him with the guy right behind him.
Well, the guy behind him is also a criminal, so.
Yeah, and also he's aiming point blank, so he's thinking he's not going to miss.
Yeah.
Right.
I really like that comment, though. I just did 80% of your job, and that's how you repay me.
Like, yeah, I love it. Again, so great.
That's such great social commentary of how superheroes work. Like, that's what they always get. No one ever says anything about it.
Which is why Civil War is a problem. Well, not a problem, but, like, the reason... Like,
Team
the reason
Cap!
Civil War. Hashtag Team Iron Man. But one thing I will say I love about this movie, because they really don't do it a lot in the Raimi movies, is that they actually make him look... The way he swings and the way like he bounces, it looks like a Todd McFarlane image coming to life. Like how awkward his legs move.
Well, because it's a person. It's not CG.
Not even that, but like they made it an effort to make it look like a Todd McFarlane image, which to me, next to Romita Sr., it's the most iconic Spider-Man you get. Like what Jim Lee did the X-Men in the late 80s, early 90s, Tom McFarlane did that to Spider-Man for a lot of people. Like that, like he would put him in these awkward poses that only Spider-Man could do, and it was just so, and like when I first saw the trailer for this and in the movie, it was so great to see that as a Spider-Man fan. Like you know, he wasn't the greatest writer of all time, but he made Spider-Man look pretty.
I just love that look.
Also, after Dennis Leary was cast as Fred and Jeff Garland, a Spider-Man fan said, "I knew you would get the part." To which Leary replied, "Why? Because I'm such a great actor?" Garland then said, "No. Because he looked just like Captain Stacy."
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't. Maybe the ultimate Captain Stacy, but not like 616.
I don't think he really looks that much like George Stacy. But I think he's good in the role. I think it's fine.
I mentioned in Spider-Man 2 commentary, Captain Stacy is in fact killed by Doc Ock, and Spider-Man is framed for that murder. So there you go. Did I spoil the end of the movie? I think I did.
By the way, to prepare for his role as Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield studied the movements of spiders and tried to incorporate them as much as he could.
Really?
Parker's
that's
a
weird.
Boy spider in terms of how he moves, and not just in the suit.
A lot of his parkour is like that. He'll, like, put both, all four limbs against the wall and kick off type thing. Like, it's a lot of, like, kind of more, like, closed up flips rather than just, like, leaping side to side.
Right.
I don't really know.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Stop.
That's really cool.
Stop caring for me, Aunt May. I can take care of myself.
But, you're not my real mom. at this point in terms of superhero movies, you can't bullshit anymore. After Iron Man, Dark Knight, what was that at this point? Iron Man, Dark Knight, X-Men First Class. You can't get away with half-assing it anymore because you will lose. Like, people won't just turn out, like, for... What's a shitty like a Blade Trinity like I don't know, that's a bad example.
That might be Superman Dawn of Justice.
No, because that's still made bank.
Fantastic Four stick.
No. It's not profitable yet. But
okay, Fantastic Four. I'm talking about movies around this era, like before this, like in the early 90s, like where like they can make a movie, they can shut it out, they can make the profit, nobody would care. Now because it's stuck in lexicon.
Superhero movies didn't make a profit before the X-Men, Spider-Man. Like there were so few and far between. They didn't. Like it was.
But
it
the
was,
studios could get away with it because it was not a thing. Now
Superman 4, like Superman 3, 4, or Batman Forever, Batman and Robin would be your examples. But
okay, yeah.
Like
the effort, what I'm saying is that now with like that. I want to say Iron Man because even X-Men and Spider-Man take liberties with the characters. Iron Man going forward, there's a more tribute to the comics versus we're going to do whatever the hell we want because we're the effing studio. Like, say, you know, Batman Begins,
that's the issue with, and I'm going to keep harping on this movie, of Batman v Superman. Where it is, there's the DC
Extended. It's not even the same universe, Kuhan.
I'm just saying the DC Extended Universe has a lot more studio control as opposed to DC control, whereas the Marvel Cinematic has a lot more control from the Marvel side than the Disney.
Well, they
side.
Did, and then they broke up the creative community that was behind it, and that the last movie they're going to be on is Doctor Strange.
Well,
so
yeah, so I mean, we'll see what the future looks like, but I mean, the next movie after Strange is what.
Well, Civil War is technically next.
Right, I mean, after Doctor Strange.
Panther.
What's after Black Panther?
I think so.
No, Doctor Strange comes first, then Black Panther.
That was my question. That's what I asked. Okay. But they still have Feige at the wheel, and Feige is still, like, a Marvel guy. He's Marvel Studios, but Marvel, as opposed to, like, Warner Brothers brass, you know, Disney brass, who is making the decisions on something like that.
I think basically what you were trying to say was that now that there's so many of these, if you don't do it right, they'll skip it. It's like, I'll catch the next one that does it better.
Right.
Basically. Why am I the host of podcasts? Who let me do
this? No. We all understood what you were saying. I'm agreeing. I'm saying that is the success.
I'm being self-hating.
The successful ones are the ones who do that, and, which is what you were saying, yeah. and the unsuccessful ones are the ones who don't, and the ones who don't are the ones who have too much creative control, which is what I'm saying is the successful ones are the ones who let the creators have the control, but also say, like, this is what happens in the comics, this is what we're doing, as opposed to the studio saying, this is what has to happen in this movie. And then, you know, Zack Snyder sucking.
Also, woohoo, he's going to his parents' house, woohoo!
Yeah, she's totally just, like thirsty for him. Like, he's really given her very little signs that he's interested, but she keeps going after it.
Well, I mean, she's on his computer.
Aren't most guys oblivious?
I think she knows he's because Uncle Ben and like they were awkward on each other. I think right now it's just he's a little more aloof because you know his uncle just died. So like so
he's in other places.
Being a vigilante well,
yeah, I mean she's very right. smart and understands that he likes her. But that's what I'm saying is like she's on it. She's like you're not gonna make a move, so I am, and I love that. Like
yeah.
She's strong.
She wants that hashtag spider jizz.
Yes.
But she doesn't know what the spider jizz yet.
That radioactive spider jizz.
It's not really spider jizz anymore because it's not organic.
Yeah, that's rest. True.
We need to drop this.
Also, this is well, this is all but, kinds of... What, he's sticking it in a nub. Ugh.
Don't worry. What she wants is plenty organic.
God damn it.
And here he just did heroin for the first time.
I mean, yeah.
Spider jizz still works. It's just no longer a euphemism for web shooters. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
Also,
absolutely.
Who knows? It
creepy?
Might still affect
his.
Who wears boots in bed?
Hey, by the way, I'm over here.
Emma Stone, Gwen Stacy does.
Like,
it.
I was like, it's fine. Like,
how to take
look,
them off.
It still
Go
does
on,
it for
go-go
me.
Go-go boots.
But
they're part of her character. They're fused.
Either that or the zipper got stuck and she's too lazy to remove them the difficult way.
By the way, the fire escape's been broken for 5 years. How are you up here? The other fire escape. Shut up. I don't know.
I got to the roof and then came down.
You can tell he's kind of nervous. Like, he's kind of portraying that whenever you're in a room with a girl alone for the first time. Hashtag, what was your first time? Also, flowers.
I like the idea of him just kind of blushing behind the flowers. Like, oh, shit. I fucked up. I wanted this to look nice.
Have your suit in there.
Yeah.
So, huh? What suit?
Which suit are you referring to, person that doesn't know I'm Spider-Man?
Dennis Leary, I swear to God I wasn't having sex. I mean, have you met Parker yet? I've also seen his Peter, what I mean.
You haven't, like, gone on a date or anything yet, but she already invited him to, like, family dinner.
Yeah.
It's moving quick fast.
Yes, it is. Well, again, like Zero said, she's thirsty.
Although they're in high school, so I guess it's a little bit different.
It could be one of those things where, like, you have to meet the parents. Like, make sure
right.
it's okay.
Yeah, and I guess high school dating is a little different than adult dating. I never dated in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
I dated
in
high school? I never met my girlfriend's parents.
I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16.
I did, and I had a girlfriend for 4 years, and I never met her parents because her mom
Hey, Ben, how do you feel about this?
That sounds awful.
This is actually kind of... I actually thought this was kind of cool to actually see the process of how the shedding of the lizard skin. I actually thought it was cool.
Yeah, cause it's like it's a human arm in there, but it's like coming out of lizard skin, so it's like, oh, okay.
It's
There's something weird happening
but it's
there.
Also, yeah, it's disgusting, but it's also equally cool.
Yeah,
like, this is a really cool, like a really cool practical effect.
Yeah.
Well, also, he never felt it. He never felt it up until he bumped his arm against the desk.
Mm. Oh, and it's like still kind of pussy, which is
well,
gross.
It's like a phantom feeling. Like he wakes up and it's just like it's like what like.
So
People
you could
still doesn't entirely feel it.
So you could say it was a phantom pain.
Yes.
No. Middle Gear Solid.
No, I mean, yeah, like that's yes. Yeah.
One thing we haven't
no,
really
like
talked
that,
about
the,
is
that's what that's yeah that's what phantom pain is when you are missing a limb.
Don't encourage don't, him.
No, but like I don't understand. Like that wasn't even a pun. That was yes. That's exactly what that is. Yes.
Yes.
It's not even
I'm,
a joke.
I'm glad
there.
We can agree, Kuhan.
Like.
One thing we haven't really talked about is the fact that how Norman Osborn is basically the big scary shadow for this movie. No, that's racist.
Okay, don't shit me. That looks a lot like Chris Tucker.
No, he doesn't.
He does
no, he
look
doesn't.
Like Chris Tucker.
He looks a little bit like Chris Tucker.
Like if his face was a bit thinner, it would be exactly like
Chris
Tucker.
It's not. By the way, no, Chris Tucker has Chris Tucker's face is fatter than you think it is.
Oh, fun fact, kind of related to that. Chris Rock has like 4 brothers, and they're all actors. And they all look alike.
Also,
and I was watching one of the new shows on Netflix called Love, and there was a guy that seriously looked like Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
And I was like, is that Chris Rock? Like, he looks a little different, but like I swear that's Chris Rock.
Was it Tony?
And, like, he's doing a really good Chris Rock impression. No, it's one of the other brothers.
Really?
And so I looked it up, and I was like, oh, that is one of the Chris Rock brothers. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, it wasn't racist.
Tony Rock
better.
Is the most famous of the brothers.
Yeah.
It's like when they can't get Tom Hanks to do the voice of Woody, they get his brother, Jim, who sounds a lot like him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So like
all the
toys and the cartoons is Jim Hanks, and the like the video games it's all Jim Hanks. But for the movies it's always Tom. And like
wait, did they get Tim Allen then to do Buzz, or they get somebody else?
It depends.
Okay.
But in a lot of times it's just Tom Hanks like. Look, I can't do it. Here's my brother. Give him some work.
Well,
that's awesome.
Well, Tom Hanks is always doing something.
Jim Hanks is also the voice of Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Hmm. Tom Hanks is the best actor we have in our generation. We need to cherish him.
And you hear all the time, by the way, in like radio commercials and stuff, you'll hear like Jim Hanks doing. Is that Tom Hanks? I'm like, nope, it's Jim.
I like the look Dennis Leary is giving him. Is like, I smell bullshit going on right here. Mm-hmm. You got something to tell me, Parker?
I just wanted to transform fully into his stand-up comedy character. Just full-on pissed.
I'm pretty sure that's what he is right now. Pretty much full-on pissed.
No, he's like a very much more calm, like...
Yeah, he's...
Now he's turning into a little bit... He doesn't do the expressions that Defoe could do, though. That's the difference.
What, overly ham? Like, if there were a spider pig, it would have been Willem Dafoe if he had been bitten. I don't know.
I feel like, by the way, it's definitely like a terrible first impression to argue right away.
But I also really like this discussion.
No, I think it's great. I think it's like not, you know, maybe not a discussion you have with the first time you meet a girl you like's dad, who's also a cop. Police captain. By the way, her younger brother is Skylar Gisondo, who you might know as a young Sean Spencer from Psych.
Huh, that's cool.
Another young Sean Spencer, Liam James, was considered for a long time to be the new Spider-Man, but they went with Tom Holland instead.
Yeah, that was a rumor.
Yep.
But he's like really young. He's really young.
You're like 13.
He looks.
Liam James.
I wouldn't let him arrest you.
No, Liam James is like 16, 17. He's 19. Liam James is 19 now.
He was Ender, right, in Ender's Game?
No, that's right? Butterfield.
That's
who I thought was.
Yeah.
Asa Butterfield. Yeah.
Tom Holland is who they went with, and he's 19 too. So.
There was one considered that was like 14 though.
Yeah.
Because he'd be 16, 17 by the time the movie came out, so they thought they'd justify it that way. But still.
I think it would have worked. I mean, I think whoever they were, like, even if they cast a 14, 15-year-old, like, if he was the best choice, then they should have cast.
He's so awkward, and I love it.
Yeah.
I remember screaming in the movie theater, dude, just kiss her! She wants you. She clearly wants you.
Also, is that a phrase people say, I've been bitten? I know people say, I've been smitten.
I think I've heard it.
I've been bitten by the love bug.
Yeah, Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Just say it.
We should do a Herbie the Love Bug marathon.
Wait. There's more than one?
Yeah, dude. There was like five or six. Like there was. Remember Herbie what? Fully Loaded with Lindsay Lohan?
That's the only one I'm aware of.
There were like a bunch in like the 70s and 80s.
I was like,
get over here.
Great.
That moment
is so great.
Now let's spin, do it.
Like
He's like, he can't say it, so he just shows her.
And like
and
her,
that's so cool.
And her, the, first of all, everything that happened in the face right there, like clutches. Like the surprise, the wonderment, and then like she was a little
immediate
upset for
arousal.
A second. Yeah, and then the arousal. But no, she was like upset for a second. She's like, "You're wait, hold on, you're that." You're, all right,
let's you're him. It
I love her. She definitely heard her mom, and her mom comes up and like she doesn't say stop kissing that boy.
Yeah,
she's like. I'm just going to look away for a second. Daughter. Oh, you're so cute, my daughter. Like, come on.
She's obviously more understanding of the two parents.
I guess. That's fair.
Her mom's like...
I mean, it's Larry.
Her mom's like, come inside. And Peter's like, wait, are you talking to me? Get it?
Sorry, Herbie was a TV show.
Hashtag spider jizz.
And then there were... Oh, no.
Are we still freaking talking about Herbie?
Sorry, no, I'm sorry. There were yes, I never mind.
Well, deuces.
I love that.
That's great.
She's been Spider-Man for 15 minutes, and she already knows. I love that.
Right.
It pisses me off when these main characters go so long without figuring it out.
Which is what we talked about in the Man of Steel commentary. One thing though, that was like Lois Lane figures it out right away, and I think I like that. Although I didn't like.
Well, that's the concept of secret identity. Like, is it really important to have it? Like, or at least within a circle of people. Like, is that trope? Should that trope really?
Right.
That,
yeah, I think the keeping it from your family and friends thing gets a little tired after a while. Although then they keep it from Aunt May still. So I don't know. It's
Aunt May figures it out too, though.
The truth is, I am Iron Man.
She seems to kind of figure it out, but.
Yeah, Dragon, you and I talked about that when we did our Iron Man commentary where like they made fun of the joke that in the comics Iron Man was his bodyguard. Like, they joked about that in the movie.
Yeah, they did.
But then they was like, you know, fuck it, I'm Iron Man. I'm a fucking rock star.
Now,
this is like his first outing as Spider-Man, like as like a big hero moment.
Also, I'm going to say this right now. I hate how the Lizard looks in this movie.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I think he's all right. Because... I didn't hate him.
You're fired.
It works
for
the movie.
Right now,
I'll say that. Like, it looks dumb.
The
but
face.
Because
I don't like the
more
face.
Realistic in this movie. It works because he looks like a lizard. I get that.
It is mostly the face that bothers me.
Yeah, I feel that. Like,
the face looks like the face looks like reptile lizard, from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. But that's like, the point. He's a human lizard. Like he.
I understand, but like it's not what the lizard looks like in the comics. But it.
Right.
It looks like a lizard. It just doesn't look like the lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it's a more realistic interpretation.
Like, I would have, like, right. Why, like, if you're...
As like, realistic as it could
it.
Be.
I understand realism at the same time.
It's
like, yeah, that's probably
movie.
What happened. Yeah, like just give him that extra long snout.
Yeah, I still think you could have done a snout and still had it look realistic as opposed to like a flat face.
A pre-Teenage Mutant Turtles reboot kind of looking
character?
Yeah.
Looks weird.
Which, Kuhan, you and I have to do that at some point because we already did the first movie.
Let's do it. We also have to do Ninja Turtles 2 with Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Yeah, we'll probably do that the week of. We'll do that the week of, like.
Secret of the Ooze? Is that? No, that's not the movie.
Yeah,
sorry.
I love that movie.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt everyone because this is great, too. Like, he's just like, no, look, I'm a guy. Here, hold my mask.
Yeah. No, that's right. This is absolutely fantastic.
He doesn't really care about the identity that much.
I was pissed when I first initially saw it. And I'm like, no, you idiot. You're not supposed to tell people who
it's
you are.
He's a little kid. Like, whatever. That's
a nice moment.
Like, also, where's the father?
No, at the time, I was pissed. I was also 22, so I wasn't thinking.
It's like that moment in the brain swap episode of Justice League, where Lex Luthor becomes the Flash and he takes off the mask and he's like, I have no idea who this is.
I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, like it's that kind of thing. Like it's not like you know, it's a big deal in like Civil War when he takes the mask off, and like J. Jonah Jameson's pissed because like that's Parker, you know. But
yeah,
like
some people it should be a mystery too.
Right, but like in Spider-Man 2 when the mask comes off, it's like fuck does he care? Like nobody knows who this dude is. Like it's just some dude. You know? Like they're like, "Oh, Spider-Man's a dude." All right. That's what we figured, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. Put the mask on, it's going to make you strong. Like that's I don't know. This is
inspirational talk. Yeah.
Now you know? I am the Spider-Man.
Yeah. Look at me. Yeah, look at me.
When
I am the Spider-Man
when
now.
When I was 12, because like at the time when like first Spider-Man movie was coming out, I actually had a little replica mask of the original of the Raimi costume, and I would wear it everywhere because I'm a nerd.
And yeah, next steps.
It's that quick reflex.
Yeah, it's symbolic.
No, it's the next movie.
Like he takes off the mask to show that he's just a guy. Then he has the kid put on the mask to show that he's a hero. It's like the symbolism.
I think it works. I think it really, yeah, I agree.
And it's not
in your face. Did he get the chance
face,
to put the mask
it's
back
very
on?
Subtle.
Yeah.
Unlike Joss Whedon, who likes to hammer the point home over and over again with quips.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, kind of hammer the point home with my son, my son, my son.
So, later.
I love this.
That's what he comes up with. He's like,
Yeah, he didn't know. I don't think he knew
at that time. Gwen called him Spider-Man earlier. I think they've been calling him Spider-Man before.
That's what he was thinking. He's like, oh, she called me that. I'll use it.
I thought, didn't they call him like that in like papers and stuff?
No, there's no papers yet.
Are there?
Yeah, we haven't gotten those weird like Daily Bugle flashbacks to it yet, or anything. Cutaways.
Parker, give me pictures of Spider-Man.
No, he doesn't exist in this universe.
All right, all I'm saying is Ice Cube for J. Jonah Jameson. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
Because he'd be great.
I would not mind Ice Cube as J.J.
Right?
Jameson.
He'd play his 21 Jump Street
but he
character.
Wouldn't be the
yeah,
best
and it would be fantastic.
That would actually be kind of good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You can't beat, you know,
no,
other
no,
Jones.
You can't. So you can't beat J.K. Simmons. You can't, so you have to go, like, you have to...
So go the polar opposite.
Hold on. It's not completely polar. It's still a very similar character, but, like, you have to do something very different. And so you know, changing the ethnicity of the character would do that.
I think you're the first person to suggest the actor who I would not mind replacing.
That's true. Yeah.
Seeing him replace that.
Yeah. No. It's
congratulations.
It's like you can't replace J.K. Simmons. Either that or Gary Oldman, because that would be hilarious.
That would be fun.
Sponsored by Sony.
No, Gary Oldman should have played Ben.
It's just
because
oh my god. Ben
but the Ben Yurick we got was... It's
I think
love
it was
that Ben Yurick. I miss him.
Don't say anything about Daredevil because some people still
haven't seen it. Yeah, I do. Yes, okay, fine. It's a year old. That's if you haven't seen it by this point, that's your fault.
I'm just saying I miss him. Like, the show's over, so, I mean...
No, I know. You were being vague.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just saying,
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything either. I'm just saying if you haven't seen season one yet, that's your fault.
And see, it's nice. Also, like they can have a stronger connection to each other. That chemistry is there because she knows.
Yeah, chemistry. Like, Midtown Science High. It's funny. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, of course there's going to be some aloofness between the leads if they have secrets. That's always an issue. And yeah. Mark Webb understands character development. He understands those relationships. That's why they brought him in the first place, to build what the trilogy didn't have. And so he's like, no.
Characters?
They have to be off. Yeah, exactly.
Although, Although I think for a while there was a point where he wasn't even considered coming back. He wasn't going to be brought back for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You know what this movie really needs though? James Franco.
Ugh. Although I can't say that Dane DeHaan is better, but we'll get to
God, no, he's not. He's not. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Hold the hold on that guy for next week.
Will we ever see the new Goblin return?
Find out next time on the next exciting episode of What Are We Against?
I can't wait to complain about that movie.
Hey, you want to go underneath the bleachers and do that some more?
You're an amazing
This kid. Actually reminds me of Ultimate Spider. This actually really reminds me of Ultimate Spider-Man when Peter and MJ would just hang out.
Yeah.
It was good for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing had a discharge prematurely, if you know what I mean. Also, that football would have just exploded.
Who did that? Like,
what?
Shit!
Stop breaking the school, Peter.
Cheese it! Peter and Gwen just run away.
Cheese it.
He would say cheese it.
He really would.
But you know, it's funny how you say that, like, you know, the characters should keep secrets to each other. Yet this whole, the whole origin revolves around secrets upon secrets. That's the irony of that statement.
Is it weird that he has an x-ray of half of his body in his house?
No, because he's trying to find out what's wrong with him.
And also, I mean, the thing that's wrong with him is that half of his body is missing an arm.
This is his lab, not his house.
Yeah, this is Oscorp. This is not his house.
I thought this was his house.
No, okay. This is Oscorp. It's just made to look more homely because he can afford that.
Fair enough.
And he pretty much lives here. So.
Also, he was kicked out the night before. Well.
One thing I find interesting about the game of this is, like, it's not following the story of the movie, it's following after it. And I really liked that at the time when they released it, because it's like him and Peter and Connors are buddies, and, like, they're basically, you know, trying to sort out all the stuff that's happening. I don't want to go into the actual plot of the game. But then they totally undercut it by having the sequel not reference the game at all. Like, there's no... They basically make it not canon once the sequel comes out.
I mean, that's what
happens. I kind of like the game story more than the sequel story, so...
Game story is weird.
Well, the sequel story is
also
not...
I always like scenes like this where the villains and the villain and the hero talk to each other about their doing their things, but they're being extremely vague about it. Like, yeah, I have heard about a green lizard thing.
Yeah.
Peter, I hope you're not seeing any scales on my neck right now.
No, he's not paying attention. People don't pay attention that close to people's necks unless they're
kissing. He's too busy thinking about Emma Stone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thinking about that kiss.
Wouldn't you?
I am right now. What are you talking about?
I never stop.
Yeah, right?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Don't ever stop.
What kind of question is that?
One thing I really wish they would have done if they would have kept Lizard around, because spoilers, that, like, one of the things that becomes interesting is that, like, Kurt Connor still retains a lot of his, like, dominant mammal consciousness as the Lizard. But in a comic book that came out recently, I can't remember what the art was called.
Well, then.
That's horrifying. Jesus. Splinter, what happened to you?
I got injected with the thing, and now I'm a cannibal. Fuck off. Or I'll eat you next.
But, like, I really wish they would have explored the fact that, like, when he becomes a lizard, like, his Abdullah Oblongata, I don't think that's the right term, I just wanted to say it. Like, the lizard, like, instinct of his brain becomes more and larger where he becomes... more primal.
His Padme Amidala?
Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. I would have loved to have seen them explore that aspect of, like, not only does he physically change, but instead of, he sort of loses consciousness as a human being, as a person, and he actually, and, like, maybe at this point you grow the snout, like, he actually becomes more animalistic, more predator.
When I read it, I cried.
I mean, they touch on it a little bit, because he gets more primal as it goes. Like,
not as primal as
he spends less time as a human. He kind of becomes more changed. They just never get to the point of the actual, like, more physical transformation, because the movie doesn't go that far.
Yeah. Also, Zero, would you say he's more machine now than man? Well, not really, but.
By the way, is this breaking a trope, or is it reinforcing another trope?
What do you mean?
I want to say he's breaking a trope by immediately telling the police, in this case the captain, or is this reinforcing the trope where he tells the police, but the police does not believe him?
It's
Column A, Column
reinforcing,
B.
I think. It's more reinforcing than anything.
Yeah, because it is that annoying scene where it's like, he knows he wants to listen, but he's still not going to.
Oh, man.
But he
and he reluctantly does it. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just look into this. It's not a busy work day.
It's not going to hurt.
Only in New York City.
They're literally sitting around eating donuts, so.
With all these lizards.
Yeah. Is he Ant-Man suddenly? Like, does he control the lizards?
He that does, like, thing. That's not a yeah. thing. Like, he doesn't control
yeah,
lizards.
He does.
That's not a thing to. No, he does
and
not.
And Ultimate he does.
That's not.
And this is supposed to be based off the Ultimate Universe, right?
Hey, okay, look, yeah, Daily Bugle.
Yes.
Boom.
It's a byline. I didn't see a byline.
Congrats, Zero.
I win. Zero score wins one, finally. It's a joke.
Oh,
See, I thought this would be out of his butt.
But yes, it looks so cool. Like, he's got both wrists up, and it's like...
He looks like a spider.
Yeah.
Also, this is an interesting way to find the lizard.
Yeah, I think this
it's
is
smart.
This is very intelligent. Mm-hmm.
Is it though? I mean, these webs to one end of the other end of one pipe.
Right, but the fact the way he's using it to like find
using
out
the
where
looks of vibrations.
Vibrations travel down the pipe though, so he only needs to go to one end of it.
Yeah,
the vibrations get to the end of it, and then they travel across the web to him.
I'm just saying, would you have thought to check for vibrations at the end of a pipe? No.
I mean, if I were a person made up of spider DNA,
I still don't
maybe.
Think he would have.
He's smart. Like, that's
it's
not because
it's,
he has
yeah,
spider
that,
DNA.
That's not the Spider-Man-ness. That's the intelligence there.
Yeah.
Kuon's basically calling you
an idiot. Absolutely.
Let's just be real.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's a genius is what it is. Like.
Yeah.
And also, an idiot. Like.
Oh, that's mean. Like, by the way,
see, there's multiple things they're vibrating against each other. It's a thing.
I didn't, by the way, like, it's 2012. He should have a knife. Like, I don't know.
He's also poor.
It's true.
Yeah, you're talking about how he can, like, afford all this stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. You're
poor
right.
Poor man to make
right.
his own costume
well, okay, yeah,
and web
like,
shooters.
Like, contracts, phone contracts. All I'm saying. It's just because the Sony thing and Sony's phones were crap at the time.
Yeah,
and they still kind of are at this point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, I mean, this trouble. Is probably the only Sony phone that was available to him.
Yeah.
All their phones are overseas.
Oh, now it's everywhere. Now it's freaking around. Also, Dragon, it's true, right, that spiders detect things by the vibrations of their web, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but that's because other things are touching it.
Wait, so what is Topher a spider expert?
Since always, dude!
Ever since elementary, I've researched spiders.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
And I like that he knows that Spider-Man is there. He's
guiding
him.
Why are lizards climbing on the webs? To their master.
Because they're guiding him.
That's weird.
There's a trap.
Yeah.
I want Man
Thank
Spider
you,
to
Admiral
be a thing Lightmark. If this shit is going on.
Aw, that's sad. He died.
Yeah, I was about to say rest in peace.
Wait, who died?
The voice actor for Admiral Akbar.
Ah, that's right.
The voice
Ow.
Actor.
I think actually the suit actor too, I forget. I'm not sure.
Well, rip those two.
Also, this is going to lead to one of the best action sequences of the movie.
Yeah, and the best Stan Lee cameo ever.
Yes.
Oh no, my web shooters don't work underwater. What am I to do?
This CG is, I think, is pretty good, but also, like, I can definitely see, like, the seams at points.
Oh yeah.
It's a little too reflective.
Yeah.
But I do.
Regardless. I mean, you expect it to be CG, so it looks good for CG.
Poo water. Ah, oh,
it's in my like suit.
It's in my no. It's in his wounds.
It's in my.
It is in his wounds. Oh my god, that's like.
That's infected.
Is that a Family Guy reference? Like, ah, oh,
yeah.
It's in my wounds.
It's in my raccoon wounds.
That's what it is.
Peter Parker. This is property of Peter Parker. Come on, man.
I also want to point out that the Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout.
Yeah, it did. Well, it didn't go up the water spout. It got flushed down the toilet.
Which is how I imagine Ben solving all of his problems with spiders.
Hey, Gwen, can you clean the poop out of my wounds, please?
Oh, God, he probably smells like crap.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think she would smell that instantly.
Also, you can see the shit on his arm right now.
I got stabbed. Hey, look, she's not wearing boots for once.
Uh...
You should see the other guy.
Yeah, he was perfectly unharmed.
I love that. Like we said earlier, but that's such a Spider-Man thing.
Mm-hmm. You want?
He's making jokes. Jokes where he doesn't cry. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Great fantasy. That's impractical. I want Coco.
I love so Dennis Leary.
Hey guys, you want to go out and get Coco? I know we all live in different states and different parts of the same state, but let's go get some Coco. It's gonna be midnight, but whatever.
I'm doing this boy in my room.
Cramps. Like,
you know what? Like, yep. Definitely don't want to hear about my daughter's. Yep.
I don't want to hear this. I'll call Tumblr again.
I'll call mom. His mom is nope. Okay, that's fine. It's just yep.
And he even gives like a whew.
Man, why are these rooms so brown right now, Peter?
It's in his wounds.
It's in my Dodoria wounds. Also, isn't this another way to get STDs?
Yeah, don't make out while she's still cleaning your wounds. Like,
hey man.
Also, yep.
Maybe he's into it.
Okay, Emma Stone cleaning your wounds. That's all I'm saying.
That's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
I guess that's a new definition of her giving him the old rub down. Am I right, guys?
He already rubbed down to her.
Oh man. Hashtag spider jizz.
Mm-hmm.
And like this is where she gets a trepidation, where like she knows that, because she actually understands it, because her dad could easily, because her dad's a police officer, her dad could die in any day.
And then he does.
And
then she does.
Well, yeah.
And that's
In Spider-Man.
Whatever.
What were we gonna say,
that's Sarah? What I really like about this is like she kind of gives him this speech of like, you know, I'm terrified of losing you, because I see my dad go out and I think he's not gonna come back someday, and then. Her saying that basically seals her fate. And his, you know, well, her dad's fate. Like, everyone around Spider-Man is destined to die,
yeah,
basically.
Also, by the way, like, he's real quick, though, he's a police captain. Captains don't really go out that much.
They shouldn't, no.
No, but, like, he's in New York,
it's a desk job. Have you seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
that's also a comedy.
I understand. But, like, any cop show will show you. Like, it's a desk captain sit at desk for the most part. Like,
also NYPD Blue.
I'm just saying, it's not
Law and Order.
He's also, but also by being a police captain, he could be more targeted easily because he's a figure of authority.
Yeah.
It's not unreasonable to feel.
No, I understand. And obviously, he worked his way up, and when she was
insensitive to white people,
he worked his way up, and when she was younger, he did not. Like, he obviously wasn't a captain when she was a kid. I know. I'm not complaining. I'm just like.
She's unsure if she wants to put through that with Peter.
Right. No, of course. No, and I think that's you know, a classic sort of trope of.
And let's be honest, would you date a superhero? Because I sure as hell wouldn't.
No.
Not unless she was really hot, like ridiculously hot. I mean, she could be like hot in my way, but like, I'm talking about the emotional wreck. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to put up with this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's traditionally what the story is in superhero love stories is like. I can't deal with this or whatever. Like, you know, you go out and you kill yourself every day.
Jasmine, do you trust me?
No.
We haven't done that yet, have we?
You just showed up out of nowhere, and I'm pretty sure you're an orphan.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's shit in your wound still. I didn't get the chance to clean all of that out.
Also, is he hearing voices in his head?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah,
also,
they don't really explain
tend
that.
To talk to themselves. What of it?
I mean, it could be like a psychosis brought on as a side effect from the thing, but it feels like it's just going back to Green Goblin syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's a way for the villain to explain his motivations, basically.
Yeah,
that's what they do in these movies.
Yeah.
Also, his face looks disgusting as all hell. Great makeup job, guys.
If only he had a snout, right?
Wasn't he drunk at Comic-Con and punched a fan?
Oh my god,
that sounds accurate.
I'm pretty sure I remember
that
reading
actor
that he was drunk at Comic-Con.
Like, he's great, but he's a mess.
Yeah,
that's what I
agree. I've heard
also,
that as well.
Also, for whatever reason, random factoid about me also shows how kind of dumb I am at placing voices. I thought this guy was Grant Kirkhope. Every time I heard the voice. Grant Kirkhope's voice.
You composer for Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, I know.
For anybody who doesn't know. No, I was giving for a reference to anybody who else doesn't know that name.
I don't know why. See why you think.
And now we got the best fight scene coming up.
Yes, this is... Yeah, I think this is one of the best fight scenes in superhero movies.
But also the third act, right?
Yeah, we're in the third act.
See, I think that's one of those things, is that this movie is a little long, but it doesn't, like, the pacing is fine. It doesn't really feel slow at any point.
You're invested.
Plus, I think, the writing has to do with...
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. And also, I think because, like, they make the characters so enjoyable, you just want to hang around with them, so right. Whenever, like, you get extra long scenes, you don't mind it.
Yeah, because they're slow, but it's like... They're slow for a reason. It's not just like time jumps and unemotional conversations.
Right.
Damn.
Is it a little weird that Peter just keeps his web shooters on him at all times?
No.
No, because he has to be ready at all times.
So look at that. Freaking lizard just made a bomb. I love it. He's
pretty
still
great.
Smart.
I can cure them with this bomb I just made.
Throw a shoe at his face.
That's a jerk.
That's all he had. Great. You throw a bomb, I throw a shoe.
It is definitely the proportionate response. Am I right, guys?
This is some great
proportionate response. That's the third episode of The West Wing, starring Martin Sheen.
Ah, thank you. This is some great fight choreography.
Yeah, I agree.
Thinking back,
I think a lot of the superpower
how it improved over the movies. Like, this is kind of the epitome of Spider-Man choreography after those three movies.
Yeah.
Well, I think Amazing Spider-Man 2 is better.
I think a lot of superhero fights have issues. I love the like little slide under his legs. I think a lot of superhero fights have an issue of trying to overuse the powers and not like using the agility and stuff like that you definitely get out of Spider-Man here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
it's easier with Spider-Man because you get like a lot more. It's like how he moves his body. Mm-hmm. Like versus like relying on the web shooters and the spider sense.
He's definitely very acrobatic, very agile. I agree.
A lot of his power is his abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Also,
the balls
right
on
here,
this woman here.
Yeah. Right here, I could have sworn they were going to kill her early.
Yeah.
Like, this is brilliant. Again, showing his intelligence by slowing him
also,
down.
Also,
showing
spider
how
movement.
Spider-like he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
He's like, I can't beat you, but I can stop you.
Do you trust me?
Jasmine, do you trust me?
What?
Like, I swear, when they did that, I thought, oh, she's dead.
No, they're not going to kill her like that. That would have been such a weak...
No, but, like, when you see Webb with Gwen Stacy, you think, oh, she's dead.
I understand,
dead. No.
But that would have been such an emotionless, unimpactful death.
Yeah.
Also, how direct
is
that?
Here it is.
Just, I'm going to throw you out the window. Not, I hope it's okay with you. I'm gonna make sure you're safe. No, I'm throwing you out this window, and you can't say anything about it.
Oh, this is so great. Yeah. That was a great Stanley cameo.
My favorite. He's just so chill. Like, just not
directed. I don't know. It's no Stanley being a DJ at a strip club.
We'll do that. That commentary is coming sooner or later.
You don't need commentary for Deadpool. It is its own commentary.
Yeah.
True, but we're gonna do it anyways.
Oh man, I can't wait for the Deadpool commentary on Deadpool, because there's going to be one.
Oh, yeah, he's going to do his own commentary.
Ryan Reynolds in character. Like, I can't wait. That's going to be so.
Oh, my God.
The Blu-ray
right?
That's
gonna,
is going
to
be ridiculous.
Like, we know that's going to be one.
Yes.
And for some reason, Ryan Reynolds is just wearing the costume, even though it's an audio thing.
Well, in the comment, I mean, just like us, you don't see it. You'll just hear it. He'll tell you he's wearing it, though.
I actually feel like they're going to have a regular commentary, and then Deadpool's commentary is going to be of the commentary.
Oh my god.
Can we pay Ryan Reynolds to act like Deadpool to like with us? That'd be so great.
I mean, they wanted going. Deadpool to host Saturday Night Live.
They need
people,
to do
like, people wanted it. No, and then Ryan Reynolds, like it would be dumb like if Deadpool hosted Saturday Night Live. Ryan Reynolds could do it again. He's great when he does it.
I mean, they would do a skit with Deadpool either way, but I think this is the point where, like, you know, Deadpool was playing these characters, like it's
using the
no, I get it, but it just wouldn't work, you know, like
I agree. I'm just saying,
and that's why, like, it was nice because Ryan Reynolds like did a little video where like he parodied the
SNL Stole My Life with Pablo
Kanye West breakout. Yeah,
I'm bummed. Yeah.
And, also, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
57 more influential than the Urban Dictionary. I love that. I'm sorry. Oh. I had that. Had that memorized for like
a month. It was a great video, and it was like the best case scenario of what to get out of that thing.
The fuck's with these lizards?
But
he likes lizards.
They're his spies.
Also,
Sony Vio.
Yeah, there you go, Vio.
Did you know this movie was sponsored by Sony?
Did you know Sony made this movie? So many fucking Sony plugs.
It's worse than the second one.
It does. It gets so bad.
Yeah.
Like so when are we gonna?
You know what's funny?
When are we going to see Connors?
There's no Disney shit in the Marvel movies. Like, you'd think there would be, but there's
not. Because you know why? Because Marvel doesn't need... Because Disney doesn't need to advertise itself.
There's crazy That's Samsung true. Branding, though.
You know how hard Sony needs to advertise itself? Sony doesn't even make Vio anymore. Like, that's how hard they need
Sony
to advertise itself.
Sony literally makes things in order to advertise itself. Like, its movies don't make money, but they use it to advertise products that do make money.
When are we going to see them play a Sony console, though? Let's have Andrew Garfield just bust out a Vita.
Well, the PlayStation 3... Is that a PlayStation Vita? The PlayStation 3 literally had the Spider-Man font.
Yeah.
Like, that was the... Like, they used the same font for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, you're right. Holy shit, you're right.
Did you never notice that? I noticed that the day the PlayStation 3 came out.
No, yep. I don't remember. No, yeah. That's awesome.
Like, it was so weird.
Lizard with the suit. Not the suit, the jacket.
The trench coat, yeah.
It's the lab coat.
That's what I was looking for.
His only thing he's missing is purple pants. That's all he's missing.
And the snout.
Yeah,
fucking snout.
But no, Samsung sponsored that you see hard in like Jurassic World. That was.
Oh yeah,
they've been sponsoring everything lately, but they do a lot of the Marvel stuff because like there was a whole thing at The tech CES, was like the future of Stark Tech, and it was all Samsung stuff. Like a lot of it was prototypes, like a see through phone and things like that. Yeah. But it was all Samsung branded, and it's like stuff that was going to show up in Avengers.
Well, I remember Thor was like heavily sponsored by Acura. All the Shield vehicles in Thor were Acura vehicles.
Yeah.
Aww.
Man of Steel sponsored by.
He immediately got rid of the lab coat. That's a little disappointing.
It was a throwback, that's all.
Yeah.
I wanted him to wear it the entire
time. Just like
time.
When Ed Norton shows off the flashy purple pants and is like, I can't wear that.
We did the Hulk, right? Like, the Incredible Hulk with a...
Again, he crawls. Like, he, like, skitters away like a spider. Mm-hmm. Like,
You did do the Incredible Hulk, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we did. We did all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Of course you did. Well, the ones that are released.
The ones that matter.
No, you did all the MCU movies.
Yeah.
All the way to Guardians.
The ones that matter.
Well, Ant-Man, rather.
Oh, yeah. All the way to Guardians and then Ant-Man. Because you did the marathon all the way to Guardians and then you later did.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a crazy marathon.
You're going to wait the frame? are you kidding me? Like, go. Go. You can go. No.
Like, that's like, one of those lines, but, like, he's serious, Hubbard. But it's still funny.
like I love the girls in the background, like, what the fuck?
Like, sorry, I just... No, you know, never mind. We'll get to Batman v Superman in a few months.
Yeah, just calm it down.
I know, I just, it's...
Not even the same universe.
And I haven't seen it or care about it, so it's... Yeah, here's the first person stuff that was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Which I actually really like.
Oh, right there. That's a McFarlane shot.
Absolutely. Yeah. That looks straight. That's straight out of a comic book cover.
Oh, I love it. Oh. If you honestly haven't, you're a Spider-Man fan just for art, go look at Todd McFarlane's late 80s, early 90s stuff right before he left to found Image Comics, or one of the people to find Image Comics. Like, he is what Spider-Man looks like, at least to me, for the modern age, next to, like, Romita Jr. and Romita Sr. He's so iconic.
What are these rounds they're shooting at him? Just a stun or
set phasers to stunning?
Yeah, they're like
also
like
EMP shots. Garfield ass.
Dead ass.
What?
Look at that Garfield ass.
Because that's sweet ass.
Like if there was any other thing you could just see from Garfield as he's laying down, it's nothing else but the
play. I thought you were talking about the cat. I was like, what about Garfield?
Yeah. Garfield's got a sweet ass, man.
Okay, I got it.
That's why Odie's always chasing with that ass. Lasagna. Mondays.
classic Garfield.
Trolling Dan.
Dan?
Yeah, isn't that what the dude's name is? Dan?
No. Right? John Arbuckle.
Yeah, it's John.
John Goodman?
John Arbuckle, yeah. As played by Breckin Meyer in the movie?
Yeah, which is so weird. I don't know. Yeah. Those movies
do
were
it.
Weird.
Don't Bill you Murray's do great, it? Though. Oh, shit.
I love this.
I like how he quickly, like, so he does it. He can't, like, he's
head down.
Keeping his head down.
And although, like, that really hair, though. Quick. Like, come on, man.
Who else has that hairstyle?
Yes. No one has hair like that, Andrew Garfield.
Sure, he other people do. They're also so, British.
So great, though. Hi, Captain Stacy.
Hi, future father-in-law.
Hi, Mr. Stacy. I'm gonna go fuck Gwen now, though.
Has a camera.
And this is nice because, like, he doesn't like Parker or Spider-Man, but he's still like he connects the two, and suddenly he's like, "Dang, he's actually been making a lot of sense."
No, it makes
it's
it
like
easy for me to shoot
knowing him. Knowing that they are the same person makes him like both of them.
Right. Well, he doesn't like Spider-Man because of who Spider-Man is, and his dislike of Peter is I mean partially the daughter thing and partially the fact that he supports Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But obviously of course he supports Spider-Man. He's Spider-Man.
Oh,
hold your fire. Fires. But I think it's also like an understanding of like he does care, you know, for Gwen.
Ouch, my poor leg. Oh, goodness.
Leave, Gwen.
All right, I'll go and help people out.
She had to stay for 8 more minutes. But she's also smart. Like, she can take care of herself, and I love that.
No, yeah, it's fine.
MJ
but also,
never
like,
take care of herself.
She can take care of herself, except against a giant lizard man. Like,
well, yeah, I'm not saying against him. But
no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, come on. Like, leave.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. Although, like, yeah, not... Russian. Yeah, she's not, like, a quite... By the way, I think that like sound cue is like straight from like Psycho.
I'm getting Alien Isolation vibes right now.
Should we ever do The Shining?
Yes, absolutely.
Here's Lizard.
Like those are like Hitchcock sounds right there of yeah. And this is very sort of Hitchcockian in a way.
That like he's like using a combination of his nose and his mouth to breathe. Like that's very
lizard like.
Yeah. But it's so creepy looking.
Yeah.
I don't like how the mouth looks like at all. It's like
what
Kuhan said earlier. It looks like a reptile from Mortal Kombat.
Hi!
How's it going? I'm Batman.
He's a cold-blooded mammal. He's not going to be bothered by that.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and take this. I hope that's fine.
He's cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
I know he doesn't care about her.
Yeah.
Although it's not that he doesn't care about her. I think actually he still likes Gwen. Like, not like... As a person,
he respects her. He's not going to kill her.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really killed anyone, honestly.
He respected. Well, I guess Peter.
I'll leave you alive to be in my new world order.
Yeah, if Peter wasn't Spider-Man, he probably wouldn't have gone after Peter.
So, if the lizard were to take over, does that mean that the conspiracy that the lizard people control everything was true after all?
Yes, Jay-Z's a lizard person. You're kind of. I mean, he. Like tried he didn't intentionally try, but he sort of tried to kill the people in the cars earlier, and he's destroyed stuff. He's a menace, but like he hasn't really murdered anybody really
right.
yet.
He's
although I'm like again them. he would have killed those people in the cars if Spider-Man didn't save them.
Oh yeah,
and he did lizardify those cops.
Police officers.
What about those cops?
That's
he
an
guessed.
Experiment.
Well,
he's
yes,
just
but
doing
it's a,
science, okay.
But it's an illegal experiment.
Yeah, the Nazis also called that experiments too. So let's just put that there.
Whoa,
too.
whoa!
Like just
okay,
because it's
so
science,
real quick,
doesn't
like,
mean it's good.
I like this, and it's a lot like the train moment in Spider-Man 2, but it is a little contrived.
No, I know. Like again, Kuhan, you know who I'm turning to. New Yorkers hated this moment because like New Yorkers are not effing like we do it because it's New York. I'm like, no,
no.
I mean, like this is more like a Texas thing where like you can get people like riled up about Texas, but I don't know if you can get people riled up about like we're from New York.
This is so silly.
I still like the moment. I still like it though. I know it's silly, but I still like it as a moment.
I agree, but you know, New York.
It's cheesy and it's dumb.
At least it was more practical in Spider-Man 1, where it was just a bunch of dudes on the bridge, and he's like, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us! But that one versus dude throwing, here, like a soda can.
All these conveniently placed cranes are going to help him swing to the main center of the
city. It's pretty dumb.
No, well, I agree.
Swung there by himself. It just would have been difficult.
I think it's kind of dumb, and I think it's obviously contrived. But I still like the moment.
Yeah, it's
everyone ourselves into a corner.
It's symbolic. It's not really supposed to be realistic.
Right.
But I will say that Mark Webb is a New Yorker, and so I feel like he would know better about the city than any of us.
True.
True. Yeah. I've never been to New York City, so what do I know?
I haven't either.
Also, why didn't he web up the leg there when he first got shot?
He was
born in Bloomington, Indiana.
He could have lived in New York.
Madison,
City.
Wisconsin, Madison High School, Colorado College. Yeah, maybe he lives in New York now, but like I don't know.
Saved it.
Like he's.
I totally did it, guys. Where's the head nod? Where's the head nod?
Go get him. What is this, an anime?
No, the Michael Caine head nod.
Mark Webb also, by the way, before doing 500 Days of Summer, did a bunch of music videos.
Yeah.
Also, this is really great, though. Him swinging.
Including Daniel Powder's Bad Day.
That one cop just comes out of nowhere. You're like, no, you can't cross this street right now. Spider-Man swinging by.
Oh, My Chemical
this
Romance.
This part does look kind of fake. I'll admit. It's one of the more CG elements of the movie.
Yeah, I think the CG in this movie has been mostly good, except for the two bugs. Like the two close-up shots of the bugs where the shadow didn't look right. But otherwise, I think it's been mostly good. It's even compared to like other like 2012 movies. Like we did Man of Steel a couple weeks ago, or a few weeks ago.
Man of Steel was 2013.
Right, which was a year after this.
There were
points of the CG in that I sort of complained about quite a bit.
Man of Steel, especially like Superman flying, was kind of ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know usually I'm the one when I'm on these things, I'm usually the one that's most critical of the CG elements.
I don't know, like, I'll forgive them if the movie is good.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, it's just a thing that doesn't quite sync up with the rest of it, but it's like, I don't care, I'm still enjoying it.
Right.
But I think that's why I noticed it more in Man of Steel, because I was bored.
Sure, don't give any words of worry for me, daughter.
Not as boring as Superman Returns.
At least the characters were somewhat more charming in that one.
It also had the most important character of all time, Cal Penn.
Cal Penn.
You want to hear our thoughts on Superman Returns? Go listen to our Superman Returns commentary.
And listen to me literally almost fall asleep.
Was it Returns Cal Penn was in there, or was that Superman 4?
That had Cal Penn.
That was Returns.
Like, Kevin Spacey
is
great.
I don't like this final action
sequence. Superman Returns gets a pass for Kevin Spacey.
That's fair.
I don't like this final action sequence.
It's...
You can't really top the ice cold.
Yeah. And that's the problem, is they blew their spider jizz too early. But I mean, it's still nice. It's just, it's too much like brute, you know? It doesn't have the same like acrobatic, like coolness to it. And it's got nothing on the final fight scene in Spider-Man 2. Or Amazing Spider-Man 2, that is.
I think some of the angles I don't love, I think it might be a little bit too dynamic as far as the camera moves.
Yeah.
I can agree with that, yeah.
Like, I think one of the things we talked about Jackie Chan a little bit earlier, one of the things that Jackie Chan does in his movies is because like, he does the stunts and he knows all the stunts, he blocks the stunts in a way that he can do everything in, like static camera, you know, at a lot of points. By the way, this is one of the things that, like, you can break the web shooters, and now he's out of web shooters. Like, this is a classic thing of the comics. Like,
yeah,
break the web shooters or run out of web fluid.
Because, like, you know, in those, it's kind of hard to make him weak because you can't get rid of those organic shooters.
Right.
Except in where they give him, like, inadequacy issues and he just can't perform.
he just needs some Viagra.
Yeah. But, like, in this, like, he's literally weak right now. Like,
yeah.
See, him growling like that just doesn't appear as, like, naturalistic because of his face.
Dennis Leary with the big dick.
But what I was going to say about the fight scenes and like sort of when Jackie Chan directs or when he fight, you know, choreographs a fight scene, you're able to see a lot of the stuff happening where you don't see it as much in American movies, because when they have an actor doing the stunts, when they want to show the actor's face, they will cut frames here and there, and they'll make it look like they're fighting when they're not really, because they can't do their own fight scenes. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they do that here, but like it's a dude in a mask and a CG lizard, so you really could use CG to sort of have them do the fights themselves without having to like mask stuff, because you don't need to see the actors' faces, because it is a guy in a mask and CG. And I think even mostly in those fight scenes, Spider-Man was CG as well.
Also, Rip.
Fatality. Yeah.
So that's the thing that a lot of American movies will do in fight scenes to mask the fact that the fighters can't actually fight, is they'll do quick cuts.
Right. That's why I have a lot of respect for things like Daredevil and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because they've been doing a lot of single-take action scenes, which are really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I like he has that smile because he thinks he won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see the smile on Lizard's face. And then it turns out he didn't win.
No, it's blue, huh? So therefore you lost. What?
Blue? But
I'm blue.
Dabba dee dabba da.
We went different directions with that. Dragon, do you have any final words for Dennis Leary? Or Dennis, wait, what's his name?
Dennis Leary, okay.
Willem Dafoe, you mean? Willem Dafoe?
He was great in Rescue Me. I would recommend everybody watch that show.
Well, seems like you could have used her best.
Oh my god! You walked right into that one. That was a softball.
Hey man, sometimes you just gotta help set up the jokes.
And yet he still says.
Also, I love this moment though, because that's the arm. Like, he specifically used the arm that's going away. What a dick.
Goodbye, Peter.
I'll save you for as long as my arm lasts.
I think maybe because, like, maybe the serum he took drove him insane, like we said earlier, and he realized, like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah.
This is bad.
I think definitely in a way it's that.
Also, like, Peter didn't need help. He's still got sticky limbs.
Do we get lizard dick? No.
Why do you want lizard dick, Ben?
He's you know, do lizards have genitalia?
I think it's tucked in, like in.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I mean, it comes out.
I don't want to see that.
Just like how you didn't want to see an echidna's dick, and yet here we are.
I never saw an echidna's dick before.
Welp, where's my phone?
I gotta text him a picture.
He's gonna text me.
Do you just have one on hand? Like,
yeah, he does. He has pictures for everything on hand, I swear to God.
Also, I can go to Google on my phone. It's not that damn hard.
No, I understand, but
are
you going to text Ben pictures? Are you going to text Ben dick pics?
Yeah, I am.
He's texted me dick pics before.
Yeah, man. What of it?
Hold on, let me send...
We're all adults here.
I left my phone on.
And in a way, this is Peter losing a sort of, like, pseudo-second father, in a way. Yeah. You know, he's experiencing that loss again.
Second father
this moment,
of a night.
This moment, right here. Leave Gwen out of it. And then immediately, he does not do that.
Yeah, right, immediately. Like, well, he tries, and she says, you know what, I can make my own decision. He's like, you're right, feminism.
True, and again, she's sealing her own fate. Like, right, when she talks about, you know, being afraid of losing people, and then, like, I can take care of myself. She's...
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
She's a strong character, but she's also sealing her own fate.
Yeah. Although, yeah, because he says, leave Gwen out of it, and Peter's like, okay, you said so, and then he avoids her, and she says, why are you avoiding me? He said, your dad said so before he died, and she's like, well, he's dead, so... And he's like...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, well, and you're still hot. This.
But it's like, everyone that doesn't avoid him dies, so... Yeah. Deal with that fact, Gwen. And then she does by dying. Spoilers.
Separate me.
Why you gotta spoil things, Justin? I'm disappointed in you. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Nice callback.
It all goes full circle.
Nobody's gonna watch this for the first time with our commentary. That'd be obnoxious.
But what if they watch this and then they haven't watched Amazing Spider-Man 2 yet?
I guess that's accurate. Welp. That's all, folks. Bye.
Deuces.
Just cut it out.
And then they died. The end.
Also, is the genome just still struggling with Kurt Connors, or did he die?
He didn't die.
No, he's just away.
He went to that farm, you know, where all your pets are.
Get out. He's gone to Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. Stop switching to DC.
it's fuck. What is the prison in freaking the Marvel Universe?
I just know that you're Scalia.
Rikers Island.
There's too many prisons.
Yeah.
No, there's only one.
Like Ant-Man's prison.
In New York. No, in New York City, there's only one. It's Rikers Island. There's others. There's other prisons, but the one that hosts supervillains is Rikers.
Yeah, I had to beat up five guys to get these eggs.
This is a such sweet moment.
I like that they never say it. Sally Field, that's all.
Sally Field, you're crazy. I'm sorry. You're an amazing actress, but you're great in Lincoln. But
which, by the way, we should totally do.
Yes. Also, for the fourth consecutive time,
funeral.
We end a Spider-Man movie on not really, because 2 doesn't end at a funeral, but somber as fuck. What is up?
I don't remember what
Spider-Man movies.
It wasn't you saying that about Batman Superman, right? Sorry, I don't mean to do it again, but I was listening to a podcast that the exact same thing was like they ended a funeral. That's not how you end a Superman movie. It's how you end a Spider-Man movie. It's at a funeral.
Yeah, that was for Sprocket Friends. There you go. Yeah.
Did you say that? Okay.
Okay. Yes. Also, this is a bit. I always hated this part. Where, like, after the, like, because the...
Hey, look, hold on, wait. Her dad died, now she's wearing pants.
Yeah.
That's the natural evolution of a character, Kuhan. Sometimes your dad dies, you just wear pants.
Like, he basically promised, like, to stay away from my daughter, and he's trying to honor that promise. And I'm like, dude, I get respecting the father's wishes, but you... Do you want to make her dad happy, or do you want to make Gwen happy? And subsequently make you happy.
I mean, he should have just told her at the start. Like, their whole relationship has been all on honesty, and like he immediately told her she's Spider-Man and all that. So say, hey, you know, I know you're grieving, but your dad told me to stay away from you. Don't just run away.
I think it also has to do that Peter doesn't know how to handle grief.
That's fair.
I think it has to do with that too. Like I don't think he wants to be around. I think part of it's that. I think part of it also is that Peter doesn't know himself how to handle himself in grief, and let alone be around other people when handling grief. I mean, we saw him when he was grieving. He attacked the shit out of Flash Thompson.
And other people.
Yep. But also,
it's the same thing there as there is that he was there when it happened. Like, he feels like he could have stopped it. He definitely could have stopped Uncle Ben's. He, you know, maybe not as much with Captain Stacy's, but he feels like he should have been able to stop it. He was there. He could have stopped it.
But he feels responsible for the lizard, so anything that happened because of the lizard, he's responsible for. He holds all the power for everything that happens to anyone ever. It's the curse of Spider-Man.
That's what Spider-Man is.
He's basically Daredevil.
Without being Catholic.
Well, Daredevil's more
Catholic guilt.
Yeah. Yeah, but Spider-Man's Jewish, so...
Well, yeah, his guilt isn't even justified. She immediately figured it out.
By the way, Andrew Garfield actually Jewish.
Is he actually Jewish? Oh, that's cool.
You can't tell?
What does a Jew look like? Other than racist. The Yom Kippur stuff. That.
Can we call him racist if he didn't know what a Jew looks like?
But his last name is Garfield, if his name was Goldberg, okay, maybe I'd believe you, but not Garfield.
His last name probably isn't actually Garfield.
That, you're right, it could be a state. Yeah, you're right about that. It's probably like Andrew Goldberg.
Yeah. Andrew Garfunkel.
Garfield
style. Also, can we comment on how quickly Gwen Stacy figured out that the father made him promise?
Because she's not an idiot. Yeah.
She gets...
By the way,
that's the best
his
part.
Name, by the
she
way,
asked
is...
him out because she knew he liked her. and she would take the first step. He stops talking to her. Of course she's going to know something's wrong because it's not him.
By the way, I was real close. The family surname was originally Garfinkel.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But they changed it to Garfield. I don't know when. Probably when they moved to England from Europe, Eastern Europe.
Makes sense. I mean, that's kind of a weird name anyway. Garfinkel, really?
Simon and Garfunkel.
I mean, my last name is kind of weird, too.
Costa Rica?
Mine's Irish.
Mine's boring.
Is it Scandinavian?
No, it's like, it's straight up English. There's nothing interesting about it.
Pish Posh, I'm going to have some tea and crumpets.
Is it weird that he keeps the wanted poster?
No, because he still wants to find him.
Look at a hunky
young Martin Sheen. Ugh.
One, unrelated, but have you seen, like, for some reason, like, somebody's been retweeting GIFs of, like, young Marlon Brando. I'm like, damn, dude. I would have jumped on that ass quicker than you would have said Hugh Jackman.
God damn it.
Wait, you're telling me somebody wants to replace Hugh Jackman for you?
Young Marlon, if Marlon Brando, young Marlon Brando existed now, oh, hell yeah.
I spaced out. Are we talking about Ben and Hugh Jackman doing it together again?
Yeah.
No.
If he was willing, yeah.
God damn it, Ben.
He had to be willing. I wouldn't approach him. He'd have to approach me.
See, he got this one gets a positive ending. There just happens to be a funeral.
Well, it's still somber. Like, it's not like they're not together. Like, Captain Stacy's dead.
Well, they're together at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler for 5 minutes from now.
I want that shirt.
I mean, I love this right here because that is something that the first trilogy didn't do. That's Flash Thompson is a huge fan of Spider-Man. Yeah. Now, have fun getting your legs blown up and becoming an alcoholic in about 15
minutes. I'm sorry, what?
That's what happens.
And then becoming like Venom.
He goes to war, he loses his legs, he becomes an alcoholic like his father, and he becomes Venom.
I definitely kind of wanted to see, because I know that was they were talking about doing a Venom movie. I kind of wanted to see the Flash Thompson Venom movie.
Oh, yeah, fuck Eddie Brock. Nobody cares. Just give us Agent Venom.
The pouty lips from Emma Stone now.
That is super passive-aggressive.
What is he, the Flash? Is he always late?
Yeah, man, you didn't know that? Barry Allen and Peter Parker are actually the same person?
That's real cryptic for her to like be like, yeah, that's cool. Now we're dating again, I guess?
Don't you know? Oh, and now, okay. It still ends summerly, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely more upbeat than the first three, but it's like, we were at a funeral.
Your dad died, my uncle died. I guess we're both broken people.
Press square to pay respects.
Let's do it.
Press square to pay respects.
Oh, I love this, though. This is the best, like, finale, like, swinging sequence in the
movie. Yeah.
I love it. McFarlane right there.
Yeah.
That's so
I feel like that should have been like the last shot, the McFarlane shot.
Uh-huh. And this actually feels like he's in the city. Like he's zipping through alleyways and stuff.
Yeah.
In the old trilogy, most of it took place in open space. There were a few fight scenes that, like, you know.
Oh, no, right here. Yeah, you're right. I was right. I was wrong. You were right. Yep. It does end with that shot.
That is McFarlane.
That's straight up. Right straight up. Toddy Mac.
Oh. So there you go.
Directed by Mark Spiderweb.
Zero, go ahead and finish your thoughts real quick. I'm sorry, man. I got excited.
What? I was done.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for our first part, the penultimate part of the Spider-Man Marathon. Hard to believe we're almost done. Like, maybe we should do only five. I should only do five movie marathons from now on. But I'm going to go around the table. First off, foremost, Justin, I know you love this movie, but tell us why again you love this movie.
Because it's awesome. No, I really do just like it's all the characters. Like the movie itself has its flaws, you know, as far as the story goes and just being unfinished, which isn't the fault of this movie. But like I've said before, a movie needs to feel complete in itself, and this one doesn't. But the characters are amazing. Like it's the best characterizations of all of these guys, and it gets Spider-Man right for the first time, in my opinion. And, like, if you're wanting to make a good Spider-Man movie, that's all you have to do. if your lead is accurate, then the movie is good. That's it. That's what Iron Man's success was built off of. So, really, that's all. Like, it's short and simple. They got the character right. That makes it a good movie.
Kuhan, you are the special guest. Please give us your thoughts on the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I will. What was that?
I don't know. It's late. It's late
It is quite late.
I will echo those sentiments. Oh,
wait, I forgot about this. I forgot there is a post-credit sequence.
This
Holy
weird
shit.
Mid-credit sequence that I still don't get.
Well, they're setting up the Sinister Six. That's the whole point. And I think this guy's supposed to be Mysterio.
But he's not Bruce Campbell.
No, but because Bruce Campbell doesn't exist anymore.
They never really said who it was.
I don't think they were thinking Sinister Six at this point. I think Sinister Six they were thinking after this movie. Like, after Spider-Man 2.
No, I mean, like, it's more solidified in the second one, but, like, they're going after the Lizard. Like, I think it's pretty clear that they're forming the Sinister Six.
Maybe, because I thought this was something related to Osborn stuff.
Which is Sinister Six.
Because everything is related to Osborn.
No, that was Osborn.
No, that wasn't Osborn.
That was supposed to be Osborn visiting him in the cell.
No, it wasn't.
No, because Osborn's dying.
Yeah, that was never supposed to be Osborn. Osborn was always dying in this movie. That was never supposed to be Osborn.
He's dying in the next movie.
He's dying in this one, too.
No, but he was
Norman Osborn does not have time.
That's the whole, we didn't really talk about it, but that's the whole subplot, like, underneath the research that they're finding is to cure Norman Osborn's cancer
or disease.
Yeah, I forgot
about that. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't talk about it, because it's so undertone.
Yeah.
It's so played down. It's just there to play for future movies.
Yeah, so I will echo Zero's sentiments on this. I think they definitely got the character right. They, you know, pretty much all of these characters they got right. I complained a little bit about Sally Field and her opinion on these movies, but there wasn't a ton of her, and she was really the only person who I think didn't care as much as the other people did. So all in all, I thought yes, they got the characterizations right. I believed that this was, you know, a Spider-Man. Like, I thought the suit, as much as I think it wasn't necessarily true to the comics, I think it was true to the character. So I like that about it. I thought the action was well done. Even though this movie is 2 hours and 10 minutes long, it felt, you know, it felt well paced. It didn't seem like there was, you know, there were stuff missing in scenes or the scenes were too long. All in all, I thought this was I am just always shocked by people who didn't like this movie, because I thought this was best of the Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people were still bitten by Spider-Man 3, and that they did. Like, it's part of that denial. It couldn't have been that good. I think a lot of
maybe, but I know people who said they specifically did not like this movie. It wasn't related to Spider-Man 3. They just didn't like this one. They liked Spider-Man 1 better.
And some of it's Raimi purists too.
That's true. Yeah, Raimi people.
All right, Mr. Dragon, what did you think of The Amazing Spider-Man?
It is at least white. I don't know. It is definitely the best that we've seen so far. Although, again, I don't like how the Lizard really looks. I don't see the actor that we've seen play as Kirk Connors really. He doesn't seem like he would be Kirk Connors to me, just visually. That sums it up for the Lizard entirely for me. Everybody has nice character development. Every emotional scene that we see actually gets a little moment of time of quiet, just so it can sit and actually sink into the audience. Just everything was so well acted and choreographed, and Dennis Leary is the best.
Too bad he's dead.
Yeah.
It's a shame to kill off all the best actors.
I'll echo the sentiments that I remember specifically that summer 2012, where like you had Avengers coming out. I think 2012 was one of the first instances of like a more than the average amount of superhero movies were coming out. Being very trepidatious about this one, because I was very trepidatious about the actors that were casting and the direction and the costume. I was going in this movie with the lowest of expectations. And lo and behold, I watched it came out of the theater for the first time, and I loved it. And even after watching it, this is my fourth time watching it, I still love it. I think Mark Webb and the writing staff have even in Spider-Man 2, they understand who Peter Parker is. They understand who Spider-Man is. Again, you can, like, Spider-Man purists can nitpick how Peter Parker should act, but I think for a modern generation of Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield's really great. Who doesn't love Emma Stone? Obviously, we jizzed over her The entire goddamn commentary.
Not literally.
Some of us.
Some of us did. But like, you know, like it was just so good and so, like, unlike certain other movies, which Kuhan will reference, but I won't. It stays to the spirit of the. It takes those moments from the comics, but it doesn't feel hollow because this. Not only are they taking the moments, but they're keeping the spirit alive. It may not be one for one, but. It's at least it's honoring, it's respecting the source material versus that looks fucking cool. Let's do that.
I was at a quick to your point this year, that year there was Avengers, Spider-Man, and then also Dark Knight Rises and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
That's right. That for one of those movies I did not see. Guess which one it was.
I forgot that.
By the way,
existed.
We need to do Ghost Rider.
I would not mind doing Ghost Rider. I'm not.
I saw that movie. I saw Ghost Rider one on my 13th birthday. It was such a disappointment.
Either way. So ladies and gentlemen, the finale is next week. And next week, not only will we be giving our thoughts on The Amazing Spider-Man 2 as well as the Spider-Man movie franchise, but of course, our thought, as we did with The Man of Steel, the Superman Marathon, we were giving our thoughts at the time this is released, because, you know, to give you behind the scenes, Civil War is coming out for another 3-4 weeks, our time. So, we'll be also giving our thoughts about the much-anticipated Civil War, which at the time, I can't believe that's a month away.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that's kind of crazy. That's literally a month away. So, thank you for listening. Zero, once again, where can people find you?
On the internet.
Okay, visit his LinkedIn page.
LinkedIn.
Visit his MySpace.
Yes, all the places.
Check out my Friendster, my live journal.
YouTube and Twitch and Twitter. I'll just search Zero Score. I should show up. I don't remember the exact links, but
Zero_Score at on Twitter. Kuhan, plug our Sprocket Fiends.
Yes,
you heavily referenced in this.
I did at the very beginning. www.iamkuhan.com is where you find all my stuff. Ben and I did a review of Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, along with my co-host Jose Cuevas, on Movie Freaks and Sprocket Fiends. You can find that. It's on iamkuhan.com, or you go to mfsf.website. And iamkuhan.com will have all of my links at the bottom, so you can find all my stuff there.
Also, buy our t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, Kuhan will be joining us whenever we do Batman v Superman, so he'll be able to talk
about
it
again. Yeah, also in a couple weeks for Star Wars Force Awakens.
Yes, yes, we got to plan that, actually.
Yep.
We're too busy doing Spider-Man. We might just do that right after Spider-Man, just to get it out of the way. Actually, no, I promised Dragon 2 movies, so we won't be doing that.
In a few weeks.
But, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Thank you, but also thank you, Justin and Zero. Justin and Zero, like the two. Justin and Kuhan for joining us once again. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all next week for the finale of the Spider-Man Marathon with The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Until then, I am El Hosto, Benjamin Americano. Thank you. Have a good night. What the fuck am I even doing?
That's how you end this show.
What?
No, end it properly.
I'm Mr. Dragon.
I'm your host, the Marvelous Iggy.
I've already said I'm Mr. Dragon.
You guys.
I'm Kuhan.
I'm Zero Score.
Have a good night, everybody.
Fuck,
hashtag
Ben.
Team Iron Man.
El Benjamin Americano.
I'm tired. I want to be goofy.
I don't even... What?
I think you broke Kuhan.
I think I broke Kuhan,
I have no idea what just happened there.
Neither do
Why
I.
were you talking right. about your I'm... hymen?
I just like... It's like that's not how this show ends. I've been on this show many times. That's not how this happens.
I know what to expect. All that right. wasn't it.
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
Good night.